Rogers Calgary Flames hockey is only right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. This is Derek Wills and Peter Loubardias, Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Good evening, hockey fans, and welcome to the Sea of Red Scotiabank Saddle Dome in Calgary, where tonight it's the Battle of Alberta between Johnny Gaudreau and the 24-21-3 Calgary Flames and Connor McDavid and the 25-15-8 Edmonton Oilers on Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey. Live from the Peter Marr Radio Broadcast booth, I'm Derek Wills alongside Peter Loubardias, live on Sportsnet 960 The Fan, on sportsnet.ca/960, on the Flames app, on the award-winning Sportsnet app, and on SiriusXM NHL Network Radio, channels Sirius 91, XM 91, and SiriusXM 91. Well, after playing 2 games in 3 days to start the season, the Flames and the Oilers went 92 days between games. But after renewing their rivalry at Rogers Place at Edmonton last Saturday night, the Flames and the Oilers are getting ready to take to the ice here at Scotiabank Saddle Dome in Calgary for the second time in just 8 days and for the fourth and final Battle of Alberta this season. Unless, of course, the two teams meet in the Stanley Cup playoffs for the first time since 1991. And with the way the Oilers have played their first 48 games this season, it certainly looks like they'll play postseason hockey for the first time since they fell 4-3 to the Hurricanes in the 2006 Stanley Cup Final 11 long seasons ago. But Lou, if the Flames plan on playing spring hockey for the second time in 3 years, they're going to have to find some consistency moving forward, because on some nights, especially of late, they look like Dr. Jekyll, while on others, they resemble Mr. Hyde.
Well, it's true, because if you rewind the clock back to last Saturday, despite the loss in a shootout, I thought they played a marvelous game in Edmonton against the Oilers, followed that with another terrific game 2 days later against Florida, and then, Derek, to be frank, flat out laid an egg 2 nights ago. I don't expect that to happen. There is no shortage of juice in this building tonight, and I don't say that about this building very often, but a lot of visitors in the seats, fan-wise, it's going to be fun here tonight.
Lou, as much as there has probably been inside the Saddle Dome since the playoffs 2 years ago.
That's how it felt walking up tonight.
It's retro night. It's the Battle of Alberta tonight. It's going to be a great night, Flames versus Oilers. And it is now time for tonight's Keys to Victory, driven by Fifth Avenue Auto House. Jerry says, Fifth Avenue Auto House offers no-charge VW roadside service with any paid service. This includes towing, roadside tire change, and more. For more information, visit fifthavvw.com. And now with tonight's Fifth Avenue Auto House Keys to Victory, here's Peter Loubardias.
I'm just going to use this one every time these two teams play for the rest of time. Contain Connor and company. If you do not at least contain Connor McDavid and friends, you're going to have a long night. Number two, quickly, don't wade into the pool. Dive into the pool. This team's starts, especially at home, have been a little iffy. They've kind of waited for things to happen. Tonight, go make something happen right off the drop of the puck.
I love it. Tonight's Keys to Victory were brought to you by Fifth Avenue Auto House. Jerry says Fifth Avenue Auto House offers no-charge VW roadside service with any paid service. This includes towing, roadside tire change, and more. For more information, visit fifthavvw.com. As mentioned, it is retro night here at Scotiabank Saddle Dome, and here as the public address announcer, the familiar voice of Russ Peak.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I love it. And the Flames are wearing their retro red jerseys tonight. They've got some retro graphics on the Flames energy board. It is going to be a great night at Scotiabank Saddle Dome. And when we come back, it'll be time for tonight's opening face-off. Brought to you by Eastside Dodge, Calgary's number one Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealership 10 years in a row. Visit EastsideDodge.com or call 403-273-4313 and tell them Lanny sent you. It is the Battle of Alberta, Calgary versus Edmonton, next on Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
It's not easy to be number one. It takes determination, honest to goodness, hard work, and practice. Lots and lots of practice. Eastside Dodge is the perfect example of what it takes to be number one. Lanny McDonald here for the big story. For the 11th year in a row, Eastside Dodge has been named number one. And it's because of you, Calgary, and great deals like the Ram 1500 for $168 biweekly. Get details at eastsidedodge.com or drive down today and tell them Lanny sent you.
No matter where your business takes you, now you can stay connected across Alberta with Rogers. You can share large files with a coworker from the shores of Lake Louise. Track orders leaving the warehouse while stopped along Cowboy Trail. And never miss a client call, even if you're in Fort McMurray with Rogers Unison. With the Rogers Network, you can stay connected wherever your business takes you. Visit rogers.com/business for more information.
Let's play hockey. Rogers Calgary Flames hockey is on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Welcome back to the Peter Maher Radio Broadcast Booth here at Scotiabank Saddledome in Calgary, where tonight it is the Battle of Alberta between the Flames and the Edmonton Oilers. It is now time to introduce you to tonight's starting lineups. We'll begin with the starters for Glenn Gullitson's Flames. At forward, Sean Monahan between Christopher Stieg and Troy Brower. On defense, TJ Brody paired up with Dennis Wideman. And in goal, it is Chad Johnson. And starting for Todd McClellan's Oilers, up front, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins between Benoit Pouliot and Jordan Eberle. On the back end, Andre Sekera and Chris Russell. And in net is Laurent Brossois. The on-ice officials for tonight's hockey game, the referees, number 28, Chris Lee, and number 46, Dave Lewis. The linesman, number 71, Brad Kovacic, and number 78, Brian Mock. And in this opening period, the Flames with their retro red jerseys on will move from right to left on your radios. The Oilers with their whites from left to right as we get set in the opening face-off of this fourth and final regular season Battle of Alberta in 2016-2017. And the opening face-off will feature Sean Monahan, who has a goal in four consecutive contests, versus Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. And the puck has been dropped. Monahan wins the opening face-off, and we are underway with round four of the Battle of Alberta. Flames will shoot the puck into the Oilers' zone. Nugent-Hopkins back to get it. Takes a hit from Monahan. Puck spurts free and is picked up and brought in by Pouliot, who trips over the Flames' blue line, gets back up, and flips the puck across. Nugent-Hopkins chopping it towards the net, but it's wide to the far corner. He gets it back and shoots, and that one-timer misses. Puck bounces by Russell at the right point. The former Flame back into the Oilers' zone to get it. Slides it left wing side to Sekera. He moves the right wing boards to Russell. He returns the puck to Sekera as both teams make changes 35 seconds in. Oilers will lock it into the Flame zone. Derek Engelin picks it up. Flips it ahead to Michael Frolik. He gloves it down and drops it back. Michael Backlund to Matthew Tkachuk with a shot. Stopped by Brossois. A good save to get this game going. Puck to the left point. Giordano with a try. And that shot from the captain bounces up into the air, drops behind the net, and now bounces back to the blue line to Mark Giordano. They'll lock it in behind the net to Tkachuk. Oscar Klefbom has him wrapped up. And they're going to fight for the puck at the far corner now as Patrick Maroon digs it free and slides it ahead to Leon Draisaitl. He plays it left wing side. Connor McDavid centering it in front, and his pass blocked by the paddle of Chad Johnson's goal stick. And he's going to hold on for a faceoff to his right. And tonight's opening faceoff was brought to you by Eastside Dodge, Calgary's number one Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealership for 10 straight years. Stop by eastsidedodge.com or call 403-273-4313 and tell them Lanny sent you. Flames wanted a faster start tonight, Lou. Looks like they're getting it.
They are, and going off the ice, 219s yelling and yapping at one another. Tkachuk and Maroon, you'll see a lot more of that tonight.
Here's a quick shot. Slepyshev scores! Right off the faceoff to Chad Johnson's right. Anton Slepyshev wires one by the Flames goaltender, and just a minute 17 in, the Oilers take a 1-0 lead.
The third round pick in 2013 out of Russia. Pretty simple. Face-off win. Chason overskated the puck, trying to grab a loose disc. Couldn't play it past Slepyshev, who made a great transfer from skate to stick and wired it over the shoulder for his third of the season.
Well, a faster start, but still not a good one for the Flames, who have now surrendered the first goal in seven consecutive contests. Here come the Oilers again. Milan Lucic Protecting it from Jyrki Jokipaka, plays it right point. Matt Benning just keeps it in, tries a shot, but it's knocked down to the doorstep by Engelin. He plays the puck right wing side to Alex Chiasson, and he will dump it in from center. Johnny Gaudreau and Sam Bennett racing in there. The forecheck can't come up with it. Bennett, after being scratched for the first time in his life, back of the Flames lineup tonight. And Glenn Gullinson is hoping for an improved number 93. What do you think we'll see, Lou?
I'm not sure, but I know he'll be playing with a lot of passion.
Here's Lance Bowman now. He'll chip it up the near side, out to center. Adam Larson tries to play it in deep. Dennis Weidman knocks it down and moves it ahead to Matt Stajan, and he will bounce the puck in Oilers territory. Here is the game's opening
Cthulhu.
Goal.
Time of the goal, 1:17. Slepyshev is third of the season from Cthulhu at 1:17.
That is a blast from the pass. Russ Peak filling in for Beasley tonight. Sounding great. Well, we are now 2 minutes and 13 seconds into the opening period. And the Oilers, on a goal by Anton Slepyshev, a minute 17 in, have a 1-0 lead. Puck is shot into the Oilers' zone. Sekera back to get it. He'll bounce it up the far boards by Weidman, right point, and into the Flames' zone. Now T.J. Brody picks it up. Slides it up the middle. Christopher Stieg will nudge the puck into the Oilers' zone. Chris Russell picks it up. Russell once again leads the NHL in block shots this season. He's up to 120. Here's Nugent Hopkins. He'll knock it in behind the Flames' net. Weidman wrestles it away from Eberle, and now falls and gives it away to Nugent Hopkins. He tries to center. Good recovery there by Weidman to block the pass, and now Sean Monahan has it. He crosses the red line, and now the Oilers' blue line tries a toe drag and a shot, partially blocked by Russell, making the save much easier for Brossoit. Now Nugent Hopkins gives it away for Frolik with a quick, sharp angle shot, and that's swatted away by Brossoit. Now Dougie Hamilton a drive, Brossoit the save, and then Christopher Stieg kicks the puck loose, thinks it was a quick whistle, and he might be penalized here.
Referees are having words, but I don't think there will be a penalty. Good work by the Flames down low, and good work by Laurent Brossoit, who's 0-5-1 in his NHL time. His first game dating all the way back to March 26th of last season in LA, and he's looked sharp early.
He has, and Laurent Brossoit actually drafted by the Flames in the sixth round, 164th overall back in 2011, and then traded with Roman Horak to the Oilers for Ladislav Schmid and Olivier Waugh back on the 8th of November in 2013. So drafted by the Flames, never played for the team, and as Lou mentioned, 0-6 as an NHLer for the Oilers. Faceoff coming up to Brossoit's left. Michael Backlund out there between Matthew Tkachuk and Michael Frolik up front. Mark Giordano and Dougie Hamilton on the back end as the Oilers win the draw. And Oscar Klefbom will pick up the puck. Leaves it in behind his net. And now Adam Larson, who we didn't see last Saturday, missed one game with a lower body injury, but is playing his fourth straight game since then. Here's Backlund far quarter. He'll leave it behind the net for Tkachuk. He tries to drop to Frolik. Pass, though, gets picked off by the Oilers' captain, Connor McDavid, who can't clear it. Frolik spins and shoots, and that shot slides wide of the Oilers' net. Good shift here by the Flames' top line, though. Locking behind the net, Frolik skates into the near corner, slides it left point. Giordano a drive, booted away by Brossoit. And the puck bounces right to Frolik, who drops it. Hamilton a drive, and that one sails over top of the Oilers' net. Now Giordano behind the net for Frolik. Far side to Dougie Hamilton. Back to Frolik down low. He walks into the far quarter, slides it right point. Hamilton a long shot right into the glove of Brossoit, who holds on for a stoppage. Told you about the Oilers goaltender. At the other end of the ice for the Flames, it is once again Chad Johnson, who is starting for the seventh time at 8 games, and he's been good. He's given up 2 or fewer goals in 5 of his last 6 games, going 3-3-0 with a 2.21 goals against average and a .920 save percentage. He's been good in 4 games against the Oilers in his career as well, Lou. 2-1-1, 1 shutout, a 1.99 goals against average, and a very impressive .929 save percentage.
Outside of the faceoff play, it's been a good beginning for the Flames, but they trail by a goal.
Big body check as Johnny Gaudreau gets taken down, but Sam Bennett picks it up and drops it off. Alex Chiasson! Backhand to forehand, can't bury it. What a great chance to tie the game at 1, though. Oilers will dump it down the ice. Here's the goal-getter, Slepyshev at the far corner. Knocked off the puck by Jokipaka. It's picked up. Drake Cajula back to the blue line. Now a shot off the stick of Brandon Davidson. The Lethbridge native ends up bouncing wide of the Flames' net. Now Bennett, Good outlet pass for Chiasson. It gives the puck to Gaudreau. Kicks it to his stick. Locks it. Gets slashed by Sekera, who two-handed him right in the left leg. And Gaudreau's shot ends up sailing high and wide of the net. Now it's picked up and carried out by Kajula. He'll send it in behind the Flames net. Weidman back to get it. Takes a shot from Zach Cassian as he gives the puck to Brody. His pass misses Bulma, but icing is waved off. Brassois out of his net. He'll drop it off to Sekera, who clears it up the boards. Not out. Weidman keeps it in. Centers it in front, and his pass slides right by Bulma. Here comes Matt Hendricks the other way. Crosses the red line off the right wing side and rims it in. Mark Letestu behind the net for Zach Cassian. Bounces it off the back of the Flames net into the far corner to Letestu, who plays it right back to Cassian in behind Johnson's net. It's centered in front. Butbaum came sneaking in. Couldn't get a hold of the bouncing puck. Now it's centered again, and they score! Zach Cassian finds Mark Letestu, and he buries one between the legs of Chad Johnson. And 5:22 into the first period, it is 2-0 Oilers.
Well, we talked about in the pregame show that the one thing that makes the Oilers different now, they can kind of play it all ways. And so far, it hasn't been the top two groups that have been good. It's the bottom two with their heavy play, protect the puck, an excellent pass to Letestu, who's having himself a nice year. And the Oilers have two goals on their first three shots.
The Elk Point, Alberta native Mark Letestu has scored between 10 and 15 goals in five of his six NHL seasons. That is number 10 in game number 46 this season. Here comes Versteeg, weaving his way into the Oilers zone. Versteeg, a shot, and it's blocked by Klefbom. Versteeg gets it back. It's bumped in the near corner by Larson. Pokes the puck back to the left point to Joki Paka. It goes rink wide. Englund winds and fires a shot, kicked away beautifully by Brassois. Flames can't get a hold of the rebound as Nugent Hopkins will knock the puck out to the neutral zone. Monahan moves it back in from there, right in on the Oilers' goaltender, who bobbles the puck a bit, but gives it to Larson, and he'll clear it out. Here comes Pouliot in, slides it right wing side, Eberle waits, shoots, and scores!
Going to get a goaltending change.
Jordan Eberle sneaks one by Chad Johnson, glove side, and just inside the near goalpost. And with three goals in the first 5 minutes and 58 seconds of the first period, the Oilers are off to a great start here in Calgary tonight, leading the Flames 3-0.
And here comes Brian Elliott. Eberle, who did not score a goal in 22 consecutive games before he found the net earlier this week in a game against Florida that he tied it late. And Chad Johnson, in his first game against the Oilers as a member of the Calgary Flames, this one has been a nightmarish start for him.
And Lou, you've said it a couple of times now, I'm going to say it. The Flames have played pretty well. They're out shooting the Oilers 7-4. The problem is the Oilers have scored three goals on four shots.
No saves. And not easy ones, necessarily. The last one in on the short side, which took a chunk out of the
net cam.
And Brian Elliott, who played so well against the Oilers last Saturday night, thrown into a miserable situation.
You know, it's funny, Glenn Gullitson, when we had a chat with him earlier today, was saying that back in the day, playing a team that was playing their second game in as many nights was a huge advantage, but not so much anymore, because sometimes that team has some gas left in their tank and they're already in game mode. You've got to try to match that early in a hockey game, and the Flames, even though they've played well, find themselves behind the Oilers 3-0 less than 6 minutes into the game. Here's the latest.
Assisted by number 67 Benoit Pouliot and number 6 Adam Larson. Eberle is 10th of the season from Pouliot and Larson at 5:58.
And it is Edmonton 3 and Calgary nothing. 6.5 minutes into the hockey game. Brian Elliott has replaced Chad Johnson in the Flames net. Benning trying to clear the puck out. Will knock it out to the neutral zone. Giordano grabs it and dumps it in. Brassois out of his net. Will stop it and drop it for Benning. And he'll set up the breakout as both teams change. Brian Elliott, 5-1-1 with a 1.98 goals against average and a .910 save percentage in seven games since he snapped a seven-game losing streak. And he played extremely well at Rogers Place in Edmonton, and the Flames 2-1 shootout loss last Saturday. Here's Lucic. Flames blue line. He'll bank it off the near boards, and then he has it sticked away smartly by Brody. As Gaudreau will drop it for Bennett. He scampers across center, and now the Oilers line and leaves it. Gaudreau to Weidman with a shot, and it's off the stick and wide. Now it's centered. Chiasson will bounce it out in front to Bennett. Walks into the far corner, slides it behind the net to Chiasson, protecting the puck from Russell, who whacks it away from him, but not out. Engelin holds it in right point. He'll knock it in behind the net. Chiasson goes far corner. Gaudreau feeding it in front. His pass goes behind Bennett. Back to Brody, left point. His shot bounces off the end boards, and now Bennett leaves it near quarter for Gaudreau. Gaudreau tried to center it, but his pass to Chiasson blocked by Russell. And Chiasson and Slepyshev fight for it now. And Slepyshev, who scored the game's first goal, wins that fight for the puck, crosses center and shoots it in. Both teams changing again as we approach the 8-minute mark of the opening period. And at goals by Slepyshev, Letestu, and Eberle, it is the Oilers 3 and the Flames nothing in this battle of Alberta. Shots on goal, believe it or not, favor the Flames 7-5.
Two very poor decisions on coverage in their own zone led directly to those goals.
And Jokke Pakki gives the puck away to Letestu. Letestu will lock it into the far corner to Hendricks. Jokke Pakki cross-checks him face first into the boards and probably gets away with one. Hendricks back on his feet, can't come up with the puck as Matt Stajan moves it ahead to Michael Ferland. He drops. Engelin back to Ferland. Fires it in wide of Laurent Brossoit's net. And now Lance Bolma's after the puck of the far corner. He'll grab it and give it to Stajan, who plays it right point to Dougie Hamilton. Hamilton to Troy Brower with a shot. Now Giordano with a shot, and he can't get it in on the goaltender as it's blocked out in front. And now Eberle will dump the puck down the ice. The Flames have actually done some good things, especially in the offensive zone, Lou.
Quite a few, in fact.
Haven't been able to beat Brossoit, their former goaltender. Puck now lifted up over the glass and into the netting, and that will lead to a stoppage in play and a break in the action, and the Flames, quite frankly, could use one. Anton Slepyshev, Mark Letestu, and Jordan Eberle score 117, 522, and 558 into the first period. And after giving up three goals and four shots, Chad Johnson's night comes to an end. Brian Elliott now in the Flames net with his team trailing the Oilers 3-0 in the Battle of Alberta. Back with more of the first period in a moment. This is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Houses are where you live in, cook in, and sleep in.
Homes are where the memories are made. First steps, first dates, first everything. Sometimes you don't think what is behind the paint, under the hardwood, or even how you stay warm. Rebuild Homes does. They take the time to design and construct your perfect home for you and your family. They've partnered with the most trusted brands and suppliers, delivering the best building practices. Visit them today to find out why. Smarter built, better built, rebuilt homes.
Hey, it's Boomer. Make sure you join us every weekday morning for the Morning After Three Stars, where we actually, for once, talk about sports. I promise. It's the Morning After Three Stars.
The Morning After Three Stars for Lone Star Mercedes-Benz, Calgary's Mercedes-Benz dealer for over 45 years. Drive your dream vehicle starting from the mid-30s. Visit LoneStarMercedesBenz.com for details.
I cannot boast. The reason I say Jerry says is that all 57 of us at 5th Ave will try and help you. We'll get you new Volkswagens, pre-owned, and parts and service for your Volkswagen as conveniently as we can. Jerry says, I am proud of our 99.8 sales score in customer satisfaction and 96.9 service customer satisfaction. We hope you tell all your friends and family to come to 5th Avenue for all your Volkswagen needs. Visit us in person just south of 16th Avenue and the Barlow Trail overpass in the Northeast, or online at 5thavvw.com.
Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey is right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Fans $1 Million Score and Win is back. Safeway and Sobeys. Featured participating product for this evening, compliments by Jamie Oliver Pork Sausage.
Well, two nights ago in a game against the Predators, the Flames trailed 4-0 with 4 minutes to go in the third period and scored not once, not twice, but thrice to make things interesting. They're down 3-0 in this game against the Oilers tonight, and they have a lot more time to work with, Lou, so that's the good news.
And people might find this hard to believe. They've been way better to begin this game than they were at almost any point the other night.
No doubt about it. They're up 8-5 on the shot clock and down 3-0 in the scoreboard. Here's Pooley out at his own blue line. He'll reverse the puck for Benning. He moves it right wing side to Eberle. Eberle across the red line will lift it up in the air and into the far corner, and Pooley out will chase after it. Body's beaten there by Weidman, who makes a good outlet pass. Monahan slides it right wing side to Versteeg, who makes a nifty pass, and now Brody's got the puck on his stick. Brody and up the left wing side, and he kicks it in behind the Oilers' net. Russell whacking and hacking his former teammate, Brody, doing a terrific job protecting the puck. Brody still has it on his stick in the far corner. Now Russell pins him to the boards. Monahan trying to pitchfork it free, and he does. Now it's picked up by Nugent Hopkins, who will chip it off the boards to Pouliot. And he reverses it to Sekulow, who slides it ahead to Eberle. Eberle winds and fires a shot. Stopped by Elliott. And Hamilton will send the puck out to center ahead to Tkachuk. What a season it's been for Matthew Tkachuk. 19 points in his last 22 games. Leads the team in assists with 21. Is tied for second in points with 29. Here's Draisaitl, number 29, into the near quarter for McDavid. McDavid, right point for Larson. Whips the puck across the line. Clef bomb, a shot tipped in front. Just wide off the stick of Draisaitl. Elliott got a piece of the puck, enough of it to keep it out of his net. Now Draisaitl has it near half boards. He spins and gives it away and then gets it back from Giordano and swats it in behind the Flames net. Hamilton and Maroon battling for it. Maroon wins that fight for the puck and nudges it behind the Flames net where Giordano's waiting for it. And he'll slip it up the near side past Tkachuk and deep into the Oilers zone. Brolik finishes his body check on Larson in behind Brassois's net. Klefbom will pick up the puck for the Oilers. Bennett in hot pursuit of him as Klefbom will slide it up the left wing side. It bounced off somebody wearing white, so icing is waved off, and that allows the Oilers to make a line change. 8:55 to play in the first period. The Flames are up 8-6 on the shot clock and down 3-0 on the scoreboard, and now a fight. Derek Engelin and Milan Lucic. A heavyweight battle in this Battle of Alberta. Engelin with some big right to Lucic's head. Firing like a piston with those right hands. Lucic trying to come back now. Engelin's got him tied up pretty good as Lucic gets in a couple of body shots. And now Engelin gets his helmet off and lands a couple of big roundhouse rights. And now Lucic with some good rights takes down Engelin. What a scrap between Engelin and Lucic. And the crowd is on its feet.
That's what Derek Engelin does. Understands the way things are going, wants to give his team a lift, a boost. You take on the other team's toughest guy.
That is a good teammate right there. Derek Engelin dropping the gloves with a tough guy and Milan Lucic. We'll give him the decision in that one. The Oilers, though, in front where it matters most with 8 minutes and 52 seconds to play in the opening period at the Saddle Dome. On goals by Slepyshev, Letestu, and Eberle, all in the first 6 minutes of this first period. It is Edmonton 3 and Calgary nothing in this Battle of Alberta. Back with more of the first period, and with a look at the Reed-Billed Homes out-of-town scoreboard in a moment. This is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Need new tires? Cal Tire will beat any competitor price by 5%. We'll also beat their friendliness by 46%. And our popcorn is 100% freer. Because they don't even have free popcorn. The point is that Cal Tire will beat any competitor price by 5% and will do it with a smile and popcorn. Ask in-store for details.
Visit caltire.com/locations to find out which of the 16 Calgary and area Cal Tire locations is nearest you.
Rogers Calgary Flames hockey continues on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. 960 on your AM radio, streaming at sportsnet.ca/960. Also on the Sportsnet app. Rogers Calgary Flames hockey is only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
8:52 to play in the opening period here in Calgary. Edmonton has a 3-0 lead. And now to get us caught up on what's going on elsewhere on the Reed-Billed Homes out-of-town scoreboard, here's Ryan Pinder.
Thanks, Derek. 5-3 winners, the Blues in St. Louis today. St. Louis goaltending problems not looking any better. Phoenix Copley gets aired out in that one in his first NHL start. Columbus 3-2 winners at home over Carolina. Ottawa 3-2 in the shootout in Toronto. Buffalo beats Montreal in overtime. The Islanders looking good under Doug Weight. 4-2 winners over L.A. Philly gets dropped 4-1 by New Jersey. Games ongoing. Arizona 5-2 over Tampa. That's in the third. Washington-Dallas tied at 3 in the third. Anaheim up 1 on Minnesota midway through the second.
The Flames seem to have settled down after giving up those 3 goals in the first 6 minutes. Made a goaltending change. Chad Johnson's out. Brian Elliott is in. Here comes Johnny Gaudreau in now. Gaudreau with a shot, and he snaps it over top of Brassois' net.
Davidson got a piece of that.
And now Bennett battling forward in the far quarter, bumped off the block by Letestu as Cassian will send it out to center for Davidson, and he'll rifle it in behind the Flames' net. Cassian will crowd in the far quarter for the orders, but he's knocked off the puck by Weidman. And now he gets it back again. Cassian walks into the near corner. Price playing it right point, but the pass is picked off by Gaudreau, who dangles across the orders' blue line. Gaudreau, waiting for some reinforcements, almost finds Giordano, but good work by Cassian to come back and break up that pass.
And a good read by Letestu, too, just inside the line.
And now Stajan walks into the near corner, leaves it there for Boma. Boma protecting the puck from Nugent Hopkins, will drop to Ferland, who feeds it to Stajan behind the net. Stajan, right point, Hamilton a drive off the head of Nugent Hopkins, right in front of Ferland, and he fires a shot over top of the net. And now Boma will play it behind the net. Ferland and Sekera battling forward there as Sekera wins that fight for the puck, takes a shot from Stajan and clears it down the ice. And Lou, the Flames, despite the score, played pretty well in this first period and certainly aren't backing off. Here's Everly centering, pulling out a shot from right out in front. That's Elliott's best save so far tonight. There have been some defensive breakdowns for this Flames team in the first period, though.
From the center line in, I've liked them. From the center line back, not so much.
Well said. Draisaitl will bounce it off the near boards and into Flames territory, where Joki Paakka picks up the puck. Joki Paakka gives it to Versteeg. Rifles a pass left wing side to Monahan, who scored a goal in four straight games. Longest streak of the season for him. He tries to dump the puck in. It's knocked down by Larson, and now Larson seems to be shaken up, favoring, it's his right hand that's bothering him.
I don't know if the attempted clear-in hit him or if Monahan gave him a bit of a tap. By the way, Johnny Gaudreau and the rest of the NHL's best. It's the All-Star Weekend in L.A., and you can be there as one lucky Sportsnet 960 fan club member. Trip for two, tickets to the game, two nights accommodations near the rink, two tickets to the All-Star Skills, the party, you name it, $600 in spending money. We've got it all for you. All you have to do is be a fan club member. Visit Sportsnet960.ca if you're not, for some reason. We'll draw a winner on Monday.
Shot from Giordano from the left point, right into the Oilers' crest on the front of Brassois' jersey. And then it bounces into his glove, and he holds on. Brassois recalled back on January 11th, 9-8-3 with two shutouts, a 2.67 goals against average and a .908 save percentage in 21 American Hockey League games with the Bakersfield Condors this season.
First game he's played since January the 10th in a game where he stopped 15 of 17 in a win against San Antonio.
Here's Monahan near half-boards. He'll play it into the corner for Brouwer, feeds it in front for Stieg. Slides the puck right point. Weidman is shot through some traffic, blocked by Letestu out in front. Now here's Monahan far half boards. He'll drag the puck to the blue line and make a backhand pass to Versteeg, who circles to the blue line and now shovels it behind the net for Brouwer. Brouwer in front, Monahan the redirection, and he chips it right over top of the net. But he gets it back, he gives it to Brouwer in front. Brouwer to Monahan. Monahan a weak shot, knocked out of the doorstep by Davidson, and now Benning will bounce it off the boards by Weidman and deep into the Flames zone. Both teams changing as Brody picks up the puck, skates it up the left wing side and tries a pass for Frolik, but misses his man as Sekera takes over. Andre Sekera having another good season. Led Oilers defenseman in goals, assists, and points last season. Leads their defenseman in assists and points this season and is second in goals. And he has been rock steady on that Oilers blue line. And he's not the only guy. Chris Russell's been pretty good too.
As Jack Michael said today, when you add two guys to your lineup that can give you NHL 20 minutes a night, it makes a big difference.
And the other guy that they added, Adam Larson, back in the lineup for the Oilers tonight. He's played in the last four games after he missed last Saturday's, and he gets shaken up in his last shift, so we'll keep an eye on him. Right now, though, we take a timeout. 5:52 to play in period at number one. Slepyshev, Letestu, and Everly chase Johnson. 5:58 into the hockey game. Elliott's in now, and the Flames are looking to put one past the guy at the other end in Brassois. But right now it is Edmonton 3 and Calgary nothing. Back to finish off the first period in a moment. This is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Ever buy something just because it's on sale?
Hey, Pete, couple packages arrived for you.
Nice.
What is that?
It's a cat pacifier. Got a great deal on it.
But is a great deal really that great if it's on something you can't possibly want? Right now, purchase the 2017 Fusion and Escape with 0% APR for 72 months, plus $500 year-end bonus cash. When you get a great deal on a Fusion and an Escape, it's easy to get into a Ford.
Do you even own a cat?
Pass me the other package.
For details, visit findyourford.ca.
At Sportsnet 960 The Fan, yeah, we admit that we like beer and we like food. We're thinking you probably do too. So plan to join us for Jack Astor's Beer Fest happening February 2nd, featuring Calgary craft breweries and amazing Jack Astor's food. Beer sample tickets are only $1 each and benefit Water for Wells, a great organization that brings clean water to developing communities. Jack Astor's Bar and Grill on McLeod Trail South. Fan Club members, win your way in and get a $25 Jack Astor's gift card. Go to sportsnet.ca/960.
Before the game, after the game, anytime you need a bite to eat, Tom's House of Pizza is the place to be. Enjoy a classic thin crust pizza made with plentiful fresh toppings, or try their new gluten-free crust. With many items made in-house and lots of locally sourced ingredients, you'll taste the difference quality makes. Hop in on your way to the Dome or watch the game at one of Tom's adjoining pubs and enjoy their great daily specials. Tom's House of Pizza, with 5 locations in Calgary and Okotoks, serving Calgarians since 1963. Tom's House of Pizza, pizza made to perfection.
Rogers Calgary Flames hockey continues on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
A little bit less than 6 minutes to play in the opening period here at the Saddle Dome. Shots on goal, 9-7 Calgary. The score, 3-0 Edmonton. Here's Sakura in the Oilers zone. He slides it right wing side to Kajula. Kajula will get the puck back to Sakura, who crosses the red line and shoots it in from there. Takes a weird hop off a stanchion behind Elliott's net. Giordano picks up the puck. And he will clear it off the glass and to the Oilers' blue line. Now Russell, left wing side to Sakura. Bro chasing him around. Sakura just throws it out to center. Giordano grabs it. Tries to bank it off the boards to Frolik, but misses his teammate as Sakura is going to clear it out. And now Hendricks has it. Crosses the red line, gets hit and knocked down from behind by Frolik. Boy, good back check there by Michael Frolik to take the puck away from Matt Hendricks. Now Wyman will clear it out. And Cassian will shoot it back in for the Oilers. Giordano chips it up the far side. Nice pass by Frolik to find Backlund. Spins out to center. Slides the left wing side. Kachuk will reach out, knock it in behind the Oilers' net. Brassois out to get it. Calm, cool, and collectedly plays the puck over to Klopbaum, who gives it to Hendricks, and he moves it to Cassian. He barges in, and Brody ties him up beautifully and doesn't let him get a shot off. And now Wyman will grab the puck and swing it up the left wing side to Frolik. He lifts it up in the air and to the Oilers' blue line. Larson appears to be okay as he gloves that puck down and out. Frolik shoots it in, and Brassois had more trouble with that shot from the blue line, a little knuckleball, and he is able to find the puck and freeze it for a faceoff.
Took a short hop on him, and he did. He battled it like crazy. The Flames were in the middle of a line change, so he didn't have any Flames to contend with. Following the game, stay tuned for the Shane Holmes save of the game. For every save made by a Flames netminder this season, Shane Holmes donates $5 to Kidsport Calgary. Go to shaneholmes.com for all the details.
Faceoff coming up to Brassois' left. Nugent Hopkins will take the draw against Versteeg as Monahan gets tossed out. Versteeg's been pretty good in the faceoff circle, 12 for 23, 52.2%. But Nugent Hopkins wins this one. Flames hold it in though. Jokey Paka bounces it off the end boards. And now Brower wins the battle for the puck with Pouliot. He slides it far side to Versteeg, who spins and shovels it in behind the Oilers' net. Monahan will pick it up there for the Flames. Monahan protects it as he carries it in front. Leaves it left point. Jokey Paka with a shot. Blocked. And now Versteeg's got it again. Slides it left point. Jokey Paka. Another shot that's blocked. This one by Davidson, who swats the puck down the ice. And Jokey Paka last scored on October 15th in this building versus this team. But he's goalless in 33 games since. He's had some pretty good looks tonight. Here's Maroon now, dropping it back to Russell. His weak shot blocked by Stajan. Stajan to Versteeg, and he flips it ahead to Ferland, who catches up to the bouncing puck in the Oilers' zone. They circle back to the blue line and leave it behind for Brody. Brody out in front to Giordano, who's pinching into the play, but it ends up bouncing over the blade of his stick, and Sekiro's going to dump it down the ice, and this will be an icing call on the Oilers with now 3:23 to play in the opening period. Flames up by 3 on the shot clock, 10-7. Oilers up by 3 on the scoreboard, 3-0.
Yeah, the Oilers struck early and often, scored 3 goals in their first 4 shots. Brian Elliott has come in and stopped the only 3 that he has faced. What a pass Chris Versteeg just made to send Michael Ferland into the zone. Not a lot of players can make that flip pass over a stick and a head of the opposition and drop it right on the tape inside the line.
Just a quick comment on Chad Johnson. He was accountable 2 nights ago. Gave up some goals that he didn't like, and he said as much after the game. And a lot of guys, after getting pulled after surrendering 3 goals and 4 shots, would disappear. He's sitting right at the end of the Flames bench. He's opening the door, closing the door, and encouraging his teammates. That's a good teammate right there.
That is a good teammate right there, and not surprising because that's a good guy.
Yeah. Who, by the way, was inducted into the Brook Bandits Hall of Fame last night. So congratulations to Chad Johnson for that. Here's Backlund, reversing the pocket of the Flames zone to Giordano. The captain will push it right wing side to Brody. And Brody will cross his blue line and move it up the middle. Nice pass to Backlund. His stick handles it up the right wing side and drops it. Kachuk shoots, and Brassois makes a good glove save.
What a nifty little toe drag by Kachuk, who gets in Brassois's grill after he stopped him. Kachuk just held it, froze the defender, threw it right between Sekera's legs to put it on target. Listen, give Laurent Brassois a lot of credit. He has been rock solid, stopping all 11 so far in this first period. This game on the board looks really tilted. On the ice, it has not been.
Faceoff to Brassois's left. Bennett taking the draw versus Kajula.
The Oilers aren't making some of the big errors, though, that the Flames have made in their own zone.
Good point. Bennett tossed out. Chiasson steps in to take this draw versus Kajula. And Kajula wins it. Here's Slapyshev in the near quarter. Takes a shot from Bennett as he bounces the puck by Joki Paakka and down the ice. Engelin goes back to get it. Fought Lucic earlier in this first period. Tries a pass for Gaudreau. It ends up bouncing off Gaudreau's skate. The puck ends up behind the Oilers' net. And Bennett will pick it up there for the Flames. Tries going to get to Gaudreau. It hops by him, and Joki Paakka sneaks in. Knocks it back to the blue line. Chiasson flips a backhand towards the Oilers' net. It's whacked away, but not out by Larson. Now Chiasson, near quarter for Gaudreau. He gets pinned to the end boards by Larson. Left bomb trying to clear the puck out. Can't. Joki Paakka sneaks in to keep it alive, at least for a moment, as now Kajula corrals it and sends it out to center to Lucic. Lucic, a long shot. That one sticked away easily by Elliott. Joki Paakka now bounces it off the end boards into the far corner to Engelin. Engelin ahead to Chiasson, who does a good job tying up Cassian's stick, allowing the puck to bounce to the Oilers' blue line and allowing the Flames to make a line change. I've been trying to clear camp. He does move it far side to Monahan. Puck gets stuck in his skates. He digs it free, lifts it up in the air, and softly into Oilers territory. A little bit less than 2 minutes to play in the opening period now. Slapyshev, Letestu, and Eberle all scored before the six-minute mark. That was it for Johnson. Elliott comes in, and he hasn't given up a goal yet as the Flames still trail the Oilers 3-0. Cassian coughs the puck up deep of the Flames zone. Weibman trying to clear it, does, bouncing it near boards to Brouwer, and he will play it just into the Oilers zone. Benning clears it out. Brouwer grabs it again, gets hit by Hendricks, protects the puck from him, spins away from him, and now delivers it to Versteeg, and he will dump it in behind the Oilers net. Versteeg goes flying in there on the forecheck, overskates the puck, and now Benning's got it. Benning will bounce it up the far boards over the head of Pouliot, but down the ice and into Flames territory. Now Weibman, left wing boards to Brody. Banks it off the end boards back to Weidman. And he returns the puck to Brody, who skates it out to center. Crosses the red line. And now the Oilers' blue line. Brody weaves his way in. Tries a backhand shot. Blocked by Sekharov. Now Gaudreau's after it. He one-hands it up the near side to Stajan. Stajan trying to leave it left point for Hamilton. Eberle picks off the pass, though, and knocks the puck to Pouliot. But he makes a move at the blue line. And the Oilers end up going in offside. And talking to some people who cover the Oilers, they are not very happy with the way Benoit Pouliot, the fourth overall pick back in the 2005 NHL draft, has played so far this season.
Well, he does not have a point in 5, a goal in 18 after 14 and 36 last season. The 30-year-old, who actually has had several good games in his career against the Flames. He has 11 points against Calgary in 18 career outings.
Flames can't seem to stay in the faceoff circle tonight. They keep getting tossed out. Backlund tossed out, so Kachuk steps in and actually wins the draw versus McDavid. 45 seconds to play in the first period. The Flames would love to get a goal back. Here comes Frolikin with a long shot. That one's easily swatted away by Brassois. Now Backlund, lock it in behind the net. Kachuk catches up to the loose puck of the far corner. Walks in front, tries a shot, and it's off of Larson's leg and wide to the near quarter. Now Dreisaitl, one hands it ahead to McDavid. Catches up to it at the red line. Tries to stick handle by Hamilton and does. And centers! And Maroon can't connect on the one-time try. What a setup by Connor McDavid. And Patrick Maroon can't do anything with it. Here come the Flames the other way. Frolik with a shot. And Brassois makes the pad save and holds on.
That's why when you talk about Connor McDavid, it's not hard to say he does things at a pace with the puck unlike anybody in the sport I have ever seen. And what he does with that speed, Derek, not only creating that unbelievable two-on-one, but if that's not Connor McDavid in the neutral zone, Mark Giordano steps up right there. But he takes a peek, sees that it is him, and then he went around Dougie Hamilton like he was standing still.
Patrick Maroon hasn't missed much this season. 7 goals in his last 9 games, 10 in his last 15. Leads the team with 18 in the season. Missed a golden opportunity to make it 4-0 there, and the Flames will head to the dressing room behind by a bunch through 20 minutes in this Battle of Alberta. Anton Slepyshev scores a minute 17 in. Mark Letestu, 5:22 in. And then Jordan Eberle, 5:58 into the opening period. So the Oilers score 3 goals on their first 4 shots tonight and chase Chad Johnson out of the Flames net. Ryan Elliott comes in, and he's been good. He has stopped all 4 shots that he's faced. The Flames end up with 5 more shots than the Oilers in the opening period. They outshoot their provincial rival 13-8, but doesn't matter much, Lou, because it is Edmonton 3 and Calgary nothing through 20 minutes tonight.
You're right. That really, at the end of the day, is all that matters. The good news is for Calgary, there was some things to like in the period, and now you have to chip away. You can't get it all back at once.
No special team situations in the opening period. No Flames power plays. Brought to you by Homes by Abbey, the official builder of the Flames. No Flames penalty kills powered by GSL GM City, where you can get an all-new 2017 Cadillac XT5 on a 30-month lease starting at just $469 per month. Visit GSL GM City on the trail beside the bow or online at GSLGMCity.com. No Flames goals in the opening period of this hockey game, but when they do score, the time of their goals will be brought to you by Marlboro Ford. The choice is yours when it comes to leasing or owning a Ford. And when you have options that work for you, it's easy to get into a Ford. Visit MarlboroFord.com. Well, a long road back for the Flames tonight, but keep in mind that they did trail the Predators 4-0 with less than 4 minutes to go in the third period here on Thursday night before they scored 3 goals to get back to within 1, and they almost completed their comeback, but close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades and not in hockey. They fall 4-3 in Thursday night's game against the Predators. Their deficit tonight against the Oilers, 3 goals, but they've got 40 minutes to try to battle back here, Lou. And as we've said a couple of times tonight, they outshoot their opponent. I wouldn't say they outplayed them, but they certainly weren't outplayed to the score of 3-0 in the opening 20 minutes of this hockey game.
They made some big defensive mistakes. They couldn't capitalize on their chances. I'm going to say it again. I really, really like the Flames from the red line in. I didn't like them very much at times from the red line back.
Which is crazy when you think about how tight they were in last Saturday's contest versus the Oilers at Rogers Place at Edmonton. The Flames played so well defensively in that game. Round of falling 2-1 in a shootout, but we both think it was one of their best games this season. They're not terrible tonight, but certainly not as good as they were 1 week ago. We'll see if they can battle back. Down 3-0 to the Oilers through 20 minutes in this Battle of Alberta. Ryan Pinder is in, filling in for Pat Steinberg tonight, and he is standing by and will host our first intermission right after the break. Again, Slepyshev, Letestu, and Eberle tally for the Oilers in the first period. They lead the Flames 3-0 through 20 minutes here at Scotiabank Saddledome in Calgary. Our first intermission with Ryan Pinder is coming up next. This is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Boomer, Warner, and Pinder, Calgary's most interactive morning show. Text the guys anytime on the ATB Financial text line, 960-960. Participate in the show. Play along. Please don't take it too seriously. We hate that. The ATB Financial text line for ATB Financial, here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Sportsnet 960 and ATB Financial want to fund your experience at a big hockey game. Check out atb.com/YYCFans to learn more.
Once again, Country Hills Toyota racking up the stats. Here we go. 8,400 photos, 900 kids, and 11 hours of organized chaos. It was photo day for the McKnight Hockey Association, and you did it at your dealership. Good on you.
Eric, yeah, thanks for coming. It was a super day, and you know what? We're going to do it again next year.
How about when we walked upstairs to where the photos were being taken? We went from new car smell to stanky hockey glove leather.
Yeah, we've never had that at the dealership before.
Get on down to Country Hills Toyota and support the people who support your kids.
Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey is only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. This is the first intermission show live from the Saddledome. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Welcome back to the Scotiabank Saddledome. 20 minutes of play in the books. Ryan Pinder here at the first intermission. 3-0 Oilers, the score. Let's take a look at that opening period scoring summary. Minute 17 in, Anton Shlepyshev with a shot right off the draw. Drake Kajula with the assist off the faceoff. 1-0 Oilers early. That wouldn't go away. They would continue to pile up goals. Letestu's 10th of the year at 5:22 from Zach Cassian. And then Jordan Eberle's 10th of the year, short side on Chad Johnson from Pouliot and Larson. 3-0 Oilers through 20 minutes of play. Flames get 13 shots on Laurent Brossoit. He stopped them all. Looked a little uncomfortable out there at times, struggling to freeze pucks, or at least pucks bouncing around his equipment. But Brossoit has kept them all out thus far, 13 hitting his net for Chad Johnson. Four shots faced, three go in before Brian Elliott comes in. He stopped all four he's seen of the eight total Oilers shots on that opening frame. Other stats to let you know about: Flames losing on the faceoff dot by a 56-44 margin. That's just 10 draws to 8. Still very early in that department. And the hits, 12 for the Oilers, 12 for the Flames. Of note, heavyweight tilt in that opening frame. Milan Lucic and Derek Englund each assessed fighting majors at 11:08. Englund trying to swing some momentum Calgary's way, and a good tilt back and forth. Englund the better of the first half of that scrap. Lucic finished it off with a solid right that dropped to Englund down to a knee. That's your first period scoring summary. A reminder to stay with us during tonight's postgame show for the save of the game. That brought to you by Shane Holmes. For every save a Flames goaltender makes, and yes, two goalies making saves tonight already, Shane Holmes donating $5 to Kidsport Calgary. You can head to shaneholmes.com for more information. When we come back, we've got part three of the Flames time machine with Al Coates as the former Flames GM. Tells some stories of years past in this franchise. That's all ahead. Flames down by 3 after 20. It's Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
This is CFAC 960 AM. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Live from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Owned by Rogers Media. Listen live anywhere at sportsnet.ca/960 or on the Sportsnet app.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan is once again promoting the Alberta Sports Hall of Fame. It's time to collect nominations this year. Do you know someone that should be nominated to the Alberta Sports Hall of Fame? The categories are athletes, builders, teams, pioneers, media personnel, and achievement award. Closing date is January 31st at 4:30 p.m. For more information, call Alberta Sports Hall of Fame and Museum at 403-341-8614 or visit our website at ashfm.ca for nomination forms and detailed criteria. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Have high energy bills put your business in the penalty box? Direct Energy Business has been expertly serving Alberta and Ontario for over 12 years by developing custom energy strategies and competitive pricing that can help you reach your business goals and protect your bottom line. Take action and contact Direct Energy Business, and together you can shoot the lights out. Go to directenergybusiness.com or call 1-866-867-8167. That's 1-866-867-8167. Now, let's get back to the game.
Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey is only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. This is the first intermission show. Live from the Saddledome, Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
3-0, the Oilers leading the Flames through 20 minutes of play. We are at the first intermission at the Scotiabank Saddledome. My name is Ryan Pinder. Time to hop into the Flames time machine. You've heard parts one and two, now part three with Al Coates and Kelly Kirsch. Coates, of course, the former GM of the club between 1995 and 2000, has also been an executive with Anaheim and Toronto. And he starts off part three of the Flames time machine talking about the Jerome McGinley deal. Again, the Flames time machine brought to you by Paradise Bay Home Leisure. For all your hot tub and patio needs, come see them at goparadisebay.com. Here's part three with Al Coates and Kelly Kirsch.
Well, I think first of all, the way that came about was, you know, we had to trust our people and then our own people, and then I had enough contacts elsewhere that I was able to get a few outside opinions as well, just on our various scenarios of what we might be able to do. And he was one of the very few people in the league that we had listed as an A prospect. Basically, can't miss.
Yeah.
I mean, and to sit here today and say, oh yeah, everybody in our staff knew that he was going to win the Art Ross Trophy, et cetera, and all everything else that he's accomplished. That's really not true. But he was, in our minds, was a can't miss good, solid NHL player that we were going to be able to watch for a long time. So, and that's materialized to his credit and the credit of the people who have guided him through his career.
And the other trade that was kind of interesting, obviously, Theron Fleury going to Colorado, and you get a prospect that was a bit of a long shot in Robin Regier, and everybody knows what, you know, Reggie's done in the NHL. That must have been an interesting time as well, because, you know, Theo was very controversial, and then he moves his way to Colorado, and then, you know, Chicago, New York, and all those places. And what was that like, trading, you know, a lifetime flame in Theron Fleury?
Well, it was one of those things, and I think everybody goes through it. Every manager goes through it. They have a decision to make, quite frankly, when you're dealing with a potential UFA, whether or not you retain that player and help them, let them help you make the playoffs. I mean, some teams, we are hearing about that as we speak, almost what they're going to do with their players here in the next couple of weeks before the March 5th deadline. His particular case, I thought the market value for him was, or we thought, in consultation with the ownership, was something that we couldn't just let walk away. And we tried to sign him. He would have been the highest contracted player in Flames history based on the deal that we had offered him. And totally understandable, wanted to see what free agency looked like. So had, again, conversations with two or three other teams and had potential deals in place, but those teams wanted to sign him first. And that's not something he or his agent, the late Don Baisley, were willing to do. Colorado was different. They just wanted to add him for a playoff run to play along Joe Sakic. And so we made the deal and had the right actually to look at two players in that deal. That has since been changed in the NHL, where you can't tie up two prospects the way we did for. So we had 30 days to be able to evaluate Regier and one other player off their reserve list, and probably didn't need, certainly didn't need the 30 days, because it was a very easy decision to take Robin in that trade coming to Calgary. So, you know, it was all about, at the time for me and our people and our staff, was all about putting building blocks together for the future. And Regier was one, and Derek Morris was one, and Jaguar was another one that we brought via trade and traded for Mark Savard, and of course, again, Martin St. Louis, and the list goes on, of people that, you know, we thought had a, or could make us get us back to where we had once been. So that was the process. You know, you just understandably sometimes run out of time.
Al, you've been a guy that's been around hockey for a long time. You know, we saw you in 2012 running things for the World Juniors here in Alberta. You've worked with the New York Rangers organization. You got a Stanley Cup ring with your time with the Anaheim Ducks, Toronto Maple Leafs. What are you doing now, and what do you think the future holds for Al Coates?
Well, I've been really fortunate that, and again, I think I've been fortunate all my life, and hockey has treated me really, really well. Met so many wonderful people through the game, and of course, my own family. I started in September, I guess it was, of 2010 with Hockey Canada, and was involved, as you just mentioned, executive director of the 2012 World Juniors here in Alberta. I then did a little stint with Women's World Championships for Hockey Canada in Ottawa, and I'm still at Hockey Canada, and I'm working on some projects for them, just kind of whatever might come along.
All right, there's Al Coates, part three of the Flames time machine. Crazy to hear about him having to deal with trading Joe Nieuwendyk. He gets Jerome McKinley back. Theron Fleury, an icon for the franchise, gets Robin Regier back. Great chat there with Kelly Kirsch. That's your Flames time machine, brought to you by Paradise Bay Home Leisure. For all your hot tub and patio needs, go see them at goparadisebay.com. Well, it's 3-0 Oilers through 20 minutes of play. Chad Johnson has been pulled, and the Edmonton Oilers are looking for a clean sweep of the Battle of Alberta for the first time in nearly 16 years. Wow. We'll come back with period number two, as well as a look at your out-of-town scoreboard. That's all ahead This is Rogers, Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
At South Trail Chrysler, it's about delivering something different. We are Calgary's largest Chrysler dealership, so you know you'll find a vehicle to fit your exact needs. At South Trail Chrysler, the car buying experience is unlike anything you've ever seen. We have our own indoor showing area, salon, kids zone, and even a sports lounge. We have the lowest prices on new vehicles. You can get a Ram 1500 for only $169 bi-weekly. Shop south and experience the difference at South Trail Chrysler on 130th Ave under the big Canadian flag and southtrailchrysler.com.
Time to get ready for Hard Knocks 53, Friday night, live at Winsport Arena. Live mixed martial arts. Tickets on sale now at hardknocksfighting.com. A full fight card. Heat up January with Hard Knocks 53. Enter to win 4 tickets to the event, dinner, and a meet and greet with the fighters. Sportsnet.ca/960.
Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey is only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. This is the first intermission show. Live from the Saddle Dome, Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
3 minutes till puck drop in period number two. The Oilers lead the Flames by a score of 3-0. Let's get to the out-of-town scoreboard. It's brought to you by Rebuilt Homes. They think of the details so you don't have to. Smarter built, better built, Rebuilt Homes. Well, finals from earlier today. That's where we'll start. Chronological order probably helps. New Jersey 4-1 winners in Philadelphia. Flyers stumbling. The Islanders get another win under Doug Waite. They beat LA 4-2 on home ice. Buffalo 3-2 winners in overtime in Montreal. Ottawa also winning on the road in extra time. A shootout gets them the victory over the Leafs 3-2. Washington has just won it in overtime. 4-3 the final there. And action ongoing right now. We see San Jose leading Colorado 1-0. Anaheim up 3-2 on Minnesota. Early stages in San Jose while that Wild Ducks game is through 40 minutes. The other game, a couple games I didn't mention, Winnipeg 5-3 winners. Phoenix Copley gets aerated in his NHL debut for the Blues. They left Jake Allen at home. He's been struggling mightily of late. And Columbus 3-2 winners at home over Carolina. A couple other notes in the world of sports. In the WHL, the Calgary Hitmen up 2-1 on the Lethbridge Hurricanes. That one early in the third period. They're 4 points back of the final wild card with 3 games in hand in the Eastern Conference. And Adam Hadwin cards a 59 today at the Career Builder on the PGA. First Canadian ever to card a 59 on the tour. That's your out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Rebuilt Homes. They think of the details so you don't have to. Smarter built, better built, Rebuilt Homes. 3-0 Oilers. We're back with second period action next. This is Rogers, Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
From the moment you walk in the door, you can see the difference. You can feel the difference. This is an original fashion experience, a Supreme experience. At Supreme, you'll find unique collections selected from around the globe, paired with an extensive offering of custom clothing, dedicated to the art and presentation of men's fashions and footwear. Visit us downtown on 4th Avenue, kitty corner to the Westin Hotel. Experience Supreme for yourself. And brace for compliments.
Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey continues on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Well, the Flames are up 13-8 on the shot clock through 20 minutes of play here at Scotiabank Saddle Dome in Calgary. That's the good news. The bad news, if you're just joining us, the Oilers are up 3-0 on the scoreboard, 3 goals on their first 4 shots tonight. Anton Slapyshev a minute 17 in, Mark Letestu 5:22 in, Jordan Eberle 5:58 into the opening period. That was it for Chad Johnson. Brian Elliott comes in, stops all 4 shots that he faces, Lou. And the Oilers might have a 3-0 lead, but you were saying to me between periods that you get the sense if the Flames can get the next one, that might get them back in this hockey game.
Well, just because it wasn't a first period where there's first periods where you might give up 3 and the other team is, you know, really running your show. That wasn't the case. Flames had some good opportunities. They had some good zone time, made a couple of bad decisions, and gave up a couple of bad goals.
Well, in the second period, the Flames with their retro red home jerseys on are moving from left to right on your radios. The Oilers with their road whites from right to left as the puck is shot into the Oilers zone, but Brody was short of center ice there, so an icing call on the Flames. And the Oilers up 3 will get a face-off in the offensive zone, 23 seconds. Into the second period of this, the fourth and final regular season battle of Alberta between these two teams. And one can only dream, Lou, of a Stanley Cup playoff series between
Calgary and Edmonton would be the first time since 1991. Been a while.
That is a long time, and I'm not sure about this year, but my guess is we're not a long way from experiencing one of those.
Not out of the realm of possibility this season either. Here's Draisaitl. He'll chip it off the near boards and deep into the flame zone. Brody will pick up the puck beyond the net and move it up the far boards. Backlund races out to the red line, makes a neat move to get by Draisaitl and slides it right wing side to Brody. Brody with a shot, but it's blocked by Klefbom. Klefbom will bounce it off the near boards and out. McDavid has it whacked away by Hamilton. And now Maroon tries to dump it in, but it ends up bouncing off a body. And now Backlund's going to bring it back the other way. Backlund a shot, and Brossoit makes the save. And Tkachuk gets decked from behind by Larson. And I think we've got the game's first penalty call coming up.
Well, the one thing about Adam Larson that I flat out didn't know until this year, and watching him more and more, whether it's been in person or on TV, not only is he big and strong, Derek, he's got edge.
He's mean.
He is flat. He's a bit of an old throwback. And this time, being an old throwback is going to cost him 2 minutes in the box.
Of course, Adam Larson acquired from the Devils for Taylor Hall back on June 29th. A crazy day in the hockey world. And he is sitting in the Oilers' penalty box. So the Flames get the game's first power play. And it is brought to you by Holmes by Addy, the official builder of the Flames. Flames power play has been the best in the National Hockey League since the start of December. They've scored at least one power play goal in 16 of 23 games since then, operating at 32.1%. More on their power play in a moment. And on the Oilers penalty kill, here's Gaudreau. Back in the blue line to Brody. Near circle for Stieg. Shoots. Shot stop. Rebound right out in front. Whacked out of harm's way by Russell. Not out of the zone though. Brody holds it in. Moves it far side to Monahan. He gives it away to his former teammate, Russell, who will bounce it off the boards and into Flames territory.
Great read by Chris Russell to step up there and break that up.
Here's Monahan now, ahead to Versteeg. He glides across the Oilers' blue line, centers it in front. Monahan spins and backs it up to the blue line to Brody. He slides it near boards for Versteeg. Out in front, Monahan, the redirection. Rolling puck skips wide of the Oilers' net. Now Versteeg rifling up the far boards. Nobody is able to get there for the Flames as Cassian will knock the puck down the ice. On the power play this season, the Flames at 21.0%, 12th in the NHL. On the penalty kill, the Oilers at 81.7%, 16th in the league. Battle for the puck along the near boards. Gaudreau hammered out of the ice by Letestu. Monahan now bounces the right point to Versteeg. Moves it back to Monahan. He gives it to Gaudreau with a one-timer. Stopped by Brossoit. And he's able to freeze the puck long enough to get a whistle. And then Sekera and Gaudreau get into it after the whistle.
An excellent play by Versteeg to somehow hold that in and feed to the middle of the ice. And then a good look off by Monahan to tee it up for Gaudreau moving off the right wing boards. But Johnny didn't get very much of it. It went off the heel of his stick. If he hits that flush, Derek, it's 3-1. But he didn't.
Still 53 seconds remaining in the Larson penalty, though. Faceoff coming up to Brossoit's left. He has stopped all 16 Flame shots as he is on the hunt for his first National Hockey League win, and this is seventh game in the NHL.
Remember last Saturday, the Flames had 25 total. The Oilers had 21.
The Oilers will carry the puck out to center. Nugent Hopkins gets to the Flames' blue line, gets a long shot off, stopped by Elliott. He plays the puck near side to Dougie Hamilton. Hamilton has it stolen. Nugent Hopkins in front. Hendricks a shot. Great kick save by Elliott. And he needed to make that one. The Flames can't fall behind by four.
Dougie Hamilton, the last two games, I'm not sure why, but he has had a tough time.
May have been playing the best hockey of his career before that. Here's Backlund. Good pass for Leek. Bust in with a shot. Stopped by Brossoit. And now it's shot right into the Flames bench and out of play by Benning. Should be a face-off coming up to Brossoit's right. And now Tkachuk and Davidson having words. Matthew Tkachuk drawing yet another penalty. Lou, he's taken a lot, but he's drawn probably just as many, if not more.
Superb chance for Frolik after an even better pass to the backhand side by Backlund at the line to hit him in stride. This looks like the Laurent Brossoit I saw in the Western League playoffs in 2012 and 2013.
Face off to Brossoit's right. Backlund wins it. Hamilton will leave it left point for Giordano. He slides it far half-boards to Backlund. Backlund behind the net to Tkachuk. Back to Backlund, far quarter. Back to Tkachuk behind the net. Tkachuk, near side. Hamilton, a one-time shot, and he slaps it wide. Back to the left point, Giordano gives it to Backlund. Backlund with a shot as he falls. It's blocked by Russell. And now Frolik will swap the puck into the far quarter as the Oilers' penalties come to an end. Back to 5-on-5 with 3:15 gone in period number two here at the Saddle Dome, where it's still the Oilers 3 and the Flames nothing as the puck ends up fluttering over the glass and out of play.
Fans play safely in Sobeys $1 million score and win if any Flame player scores 5 tonight. Carl Sudikat of Lethbridge could win $1 million. Shop it safely in Sobeys. He could be our next lucky winner right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Look at that shot clock, Lou.
Mm-hmm.
Lopsided in the Flames' favor. They have 17 shots to the Oilers' 9. Yet, up on the Flames' energy board, it is Edmonton 3 and Calgary nothing in this battle of Alberta.
And remember, though, I'm not taking anything away from the home side, but when it gets a little on the lopsided side on the scoreboard, generally, that's when the other team will make a push.
Here's Maroon. Bounces it off Benning's skate, and Brody will rifle it ahead. Ferland, though, can't settle down the bouncing puck. Stajan does, but he can't cross the blue line with Ferland stuck offside. Here come the Oilers the other way. McDavid hammered by Boma far boards. Boma knocks the puck loose and clears it out to center. Larson takes over there, wheels up the left wing side, and rifles the puck in from the red line. Bounces by Brody. Here's Draisaitl in front. McDavid weaves his way in and shoots and scores! Shot by Brian Elliott on the blocker side, and the Oilers take it a 4-0 lead.
Brian Elliott wants a challenge. He skated out almost all the way to the blue line because he feels like Patrick Maroon bumped him, and I guarantee you the Flames will challenge. You have no choice here.
The question is, did Dennis Wideman bump Patrick Maroon back into Brian Elliott? There was certainly some contact there.
I think it's iffy. It may be worth it. I don't know if you have a choice here. I mean, you always have a choice, but there's a big difference if you get a call and it stays 3 as opposed to if it's McDavid 16th of the year and it's 4.
Well, let's see what Glenn Bellinson decides to do here.
He's going to challenge. I guarantee he challenges.
I think he has to. And they will challenge.
Calgary's challenging the play for goaltender interference.
Connor McDavid, the youngest captain in NHL history, leads the league in assists with 40 and in points with 55. And we'll see if he has added to his totals here.
Not a lot of contact there, but there was.
Did he prevent him moving from his left to his right? And Maroon was inside the blue paint, as you know, is not the be-all, end-all, but he was inside the crease. We'll see if that factors into the referee's decision as they take a look at this at the penalty box. That tablet out. 16:03 to play in the second period here at Scotiabank Saddle Dome in Calgary. The Oilers on first period goals by Slepyshev, his third. Letestu, his 10th, and Eberle, his 10th. Lead the Flames 3-0, maybe 4 if McDavid ends up getting his 16th here.
Here you go.
Didn't take long.
After review, the call on the ice stands. We have a goal.
So it is now officially the Oilers 4 and the Flames nothing.
Flames outside of 2 moments in the game. I think have done a really good job again against McDavid. But you leave him in the slot, 2 guys skated by him. Bingo.
Brian Elliott is really mad. He's still screaming at referee Chris Lee, who I think just told him to be quiet. I'm not sure he used those words.
Brian didn't.
No. Here's Slepyshev twisting and turning in the near quarter. He scored the game's opening goal less than 2 minutes into the first period. Looks it beyond the net to Gajula, who gets bumped by Bennett. Now Joakim Pekka will bounce it off the blade of Gaudreau's stick and into Oilers territory, and Chiasson goes racing it after it for the Flames. Also beats him to it. Here's the goal.
Connor McDavid, assisted by number 29, Leon Draisaitl, and number 6, Adam Larson, the time 3:57.
Here comes Gaudreau up the right wing side. He spins back to the blue line and now backhands a pass behind the net. Doesn't get the cheese on though as Russell gives it to Sekera and he lobs it up in the air into the Flames blue line. Angle left wing side to Joki Paka and ahead to Bennett. He'll knock the puck in and now Bennett and Kajula get into it between the benches. And we've got a whistle and probably a couple of penalties coming up here.
There's one for sure. I'm not sure there's two. And I think the one is going to Sam Bennett.
93 Calgary to Vizsla Roofing.
Well, the Flames have lost their cool a little bit here. Down 4-0 in the hockey game. The Oilers are about to head to their first power play of the night. This upcoming Flames penalty kill is powered by GSL GM City. In an all-new 2017 Cadillac XT5 on a 30-month lease starting at just $469 per month. Visit GSL GM City on the trail beside the bow or online at GSLGMCity.com. On the power play, the Oilers at 20.9%. That is 13th in the NHL. They've only scored 4 power play goals in their last 10 games, though. On the penalty kill, the Flames at 81.5%. That is 17th in the league. And they've surrendered a power play goal in 4 of their last 5 games. This is a must, this penalty kill for the Flames. Trailing the Oilers 4-0. Frolik and Backlund the forwards. Giordano and Engelund the defenseman. As Draisaitl will lug it up the middle of the ice across his blue line to the red line where he's turned back by Stajan. Now they drop the puck. McDavid gives it away. Frolik stick handles over the Oilers line. Makes a slap pass. Stajan in with a backhand shot. Stop. Rebound. And he's stopped again by Brossoit. Two of the best chances the Flames have had tonight come shorthanded from Matt Stajan.
Michael Frolik has been as good a player as there's been in this game.
Here's McDavid, a shot put it away by Elliott. Rebound! Terrific stop on Letestu. Now pop on the shot, and the puck pinballs wide. Here's Draisaitl into the far corner. McDavid to Lucic, and he's stopped twice by Elliott. Two terrific left pad saves. Here comes Bennett the other way, being hooked from behind by McDavid. He'll lock it in behind the net. Bowman stage it in there on the forecheck as Klefbom corrals the puck with now 40 seconds remaining in the Flames penalty. Here comes McDavid in. McDavid by Brody with a backhand shot, but a good recovery by the Flames defenseman Brody to block that shot from the Oilers forward, and the Flames will clear it out.
Generally, when that guy has you turned, you're done. What a recovery by the Flames number 7.
Klefbom will shoot it in for the Oilers with 23 seconds remaining in the Bennett minor. 13:25 to play in the second period here at the Saddle Dome, where it's Edmonton 4 and Calgary nothing. Here's Monahan trying to spring Brody as the puck chopped off his stick. Klefbom slides a left wing side. Everly out in front. Nugent Hopkins centers to Kajula, and he redirects it right over the Flames net. And now Monahan will blast the puck down the ice. That'll do it for the Bennett penalty. He's back on the ice with now 7 minutes gone in the second period. The Oilers were up 3-0 through 20 minutes tonight. And now 27 minutes into the hockey game, they're out in front of the Flames by 4. Here's Chiasson. He crosses the Oilers line up the left wing side. Stops top of the circle, tries a shot, and it's off Larson and over top of the net. Now Gaudreau and Versteeg battling forward in the near corner. Gaudreau digs it free and swats it towards Brossoit's net. Goaltender knocks it in behind the net to Larson. Slips it near side to Pouliot, and he'll lift the puck up in the air and out to center ice. Hamilton grabs it, moves it ahead to Gaudreau. Dances towards the Oilers' net. Gaudreau takes a shot, now takes one. Chiasson right in the grill of Brossoit, who still gets a piece of the puck and makes the save.
Brossoit has been superb. Looking for his first NHL win, and up 4 would appear to be well on his way.
And he stopped all 20 Flame shots in this hockey game. We'll take a timeout, 12:25 to play in period number 2 here at the Saddle Dome, where it is the Oilers 4 and the Flames nothing. This is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
You know, we're opinionated. Well, your opinion matters too. Here's your chance to talk to us face-to-face. Be a part of the Sportsnet 960 listener panel. Get ready for a night of sports talk and delicious tasting chicken on the way. It'll be happening January 25th right here at the palatial Sportsnet 960 headquarters downtown Calgary. Enter today. We want to make sure you're good with what we're doing. We'll make sure you get good eats from our pals at Chicken on the Way. The best fried chicken, fries, coleslaw, and those fantastic fritters. Chicken on the Way, serving Calgary's best fried chicken for over 54 years. Fast, fresh, and always delicious. If you haven't done an exclusive listener panel night with us before, get on it. Enter at sportsnet.ca/960.
Marlboro Ford isn't a nail salon or a fancy coffee house or a deli with a hot lunch. Marlboro Ford isn't about frills. You see, they pass the value on to you. Get family pricing only at Marlboro Ford. Save big on all in-stock 2016 models with below-cost pricing, plus $500 year-end bonus cash and up to $1,000 Costco rebate. No high-pressure sales tactics, no tricks, no frills, just value. Come into Marlboro Ford today and experience the difference. More at MarlboroFord.com.
The Flames play here. Rogers Calgary Flames hockey continues on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Flames will be on the road a lot from here on for the next little while, including a three-game trip to Eastern Canada, which begins with a date against Austin Matthews and the Toronto Maple Leafs. That game coming your way Monday. Pat will be back for Mr. Fireplace Flames warm-up at 4:30. The call to come your way on the drive home shortly after 5:30.
They put an offensive zone draw. Engelinshire tries a shot, but it's blocked by Hendricks, and now Gaudreau's got the puck on his stick. Gaudreau slides the right point to Engelin. Engelin shoots, and that shot goes sailing over top of the Oilers' net. Yoki Paka lunges the puck to Gaudreau, gives it to Bennett, far quarter. He spins away from Letestu, blocks behind the net, stops, turns back into the far quarter, brings it in front, and now bounces it behind the net. His pass ends up missing Gaudreau, and now Bennett, after the near quarter, gets a stick up on Hendricks. No call, though. Zekerl will pick it up, lay it out in front to Cassian. Cassian near side to Letestu, but behind the play, Hendricks has gone down and appears to be shaken up. He is back on his feet now and on his way to the Oilers bench.
Matt Hendricks tonight playing in a milestone-type game for him. And it's been a rough year. He hasn't always been in the lineup, but it's his 21st game, and he might be headed straight to the room.
And the 500th yes. of his NHL career. And he's approaching a bunch of milestones, Lou. He is 3 goals away from 50, 3 points away from 100. 47 goals, 50 assists, 97 points in his first 499 NHL games.
500 games in this league is a lot of games.
Faceoff coming up outside the Oilers' blue line. 11:52 to play in the second period. Flames trail 4-0. Monahan loses the draw to Kajula. Lucic will back the puck up for Davidson. Goes far side to Benning. Knocks it out to the neutral zone. Slapyshev will fire it in from there. Elliott wanders out of his net and drops it off for Weidman. Weidman to Brouwer, back to Monahan. Scored in 4 straight games. He speeds it right wing side for Stieg. Dangles in and tries a shot and misses the Oilers' net. But Brouwer keeps the puck in left point for the Flames. Throws the puck into the corner. Monahan and Versteeg in there. Versteeg finishes his body check on Davidson. Wyman sneaking it over, skates the puck. It's Lucic. Gives it to Kajula, and he'll send it ahead to Benning. Benning up the left wing side to Kajula. Goes wide on Brouwer. Tries a sharp angle shot. 36 in white. Getting by 36 in red there, but can't put the puck by number one for the Flames. Now Monahan ahead to Versteeg. They lift it up in the air and into Oilers territory. Flames start to make a change as we reach the 9-minute mark of the second period. Here comes Dreisaitl. He crosses the red line, moves it ahead to Maroon, but the Oilers offside at the Flames' blue line.
Following the contest, stay tuned for the Shane Holmes save of the game. For every save made by a Flames netminder this season, the fine folks at Shane Holmes donate $5 to a great cause, Kids Sport Calgary. For all the details, you know where to go, shaneholmes.com.
Leon Dreisaitl, who was taken behind Aaron Ekblad and Sam Reinhart and ahead of Sam Bennett in the 2014 NHL draft. The son of Peter, who has represented Germany at 7 world championships, 3 Olympic Games, including the 1998 Games here in Calgary, and at the 1996 World Cup of Hockey as well. And he's currently the head coach of Dinamo Pardubice of the Czech Extraliga.
Pardubice. Yes, his dad, who I remember very well, was a terrific player for Germany. Germany had an unbelievable night in this building in the 1988 Winter Olympics. They beat the United States 4-1. Carl Friesen from Winnipeg was the goalie. Dreisaitl was a good player in that game, and it knocked the United States to the relegation round.
Wow.
And sent Germany on to the round where you could win medals.
Dreisaitl having a fantastic season. Second of the team in goals, assists, and points. Patrick Maroon, the only guy with more goals than him. And Connor McDavid, the only guy with more assists than points. Faceoff coming up to Elliott's right. Backlund will take the draw. Nugent Hopkins wins it, but too cleanly. Puck slides by Davidson left point and trickles down the ice. Davidson on the far quarter to Benning. Benning will bounce it off the boards and hits Everly and ends up popping ahead to Pouliot. He comes in on the right wing side and throws it in front, but his pass is too high to handle for Nugent Hopkins. Now Davidson a drive, and Elliott fights that one off. Jack will lift it up out to center ice, where it's clubbed down and now brought it up the left wing boards by Backlund. Backlund, a sharp angle shot, stopped by Brossoit. Now Backlund plays the puck right point. Weidman, a shot through traffic, knocked down. It's loose in front, anchored away by Everly.
Nugent Hopkins did an amazing job of holding Matt Tkachuk's stick to prevent him from not getting to a loose puck on the doorstep.
We have reached the midway mark of the middle stanza here at the Saddle Dome, where it's Edmonton 4, Calgary nothing. Here comes Brody dropping Ferland a shot, a hard wrister right into the glove of Brossoit, who has now stopped all 23 Flame shots. The Oilers goaltender looking for his first career NHL win in his seventh game. He is 0-5-1 so far, but well on his way to win number one with 9:51 to play in period number two. It is the Oilers 4 and the Flames nothing in this Battle of Alberta. Back with more of the middle stanza and with a look at the rebuild homes out of town scoreboard in a moment. This is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Honey, look at this floor plan from Shane Holmes. I think we can get everything that we've always wanted.
Yeah, we could bump out this nook
right
and extend the island for our family get-togethers.
Which makes for a bigger ensuite upstairs.
His and her sinks. We can widen our garage.
Or widen our whole house.
Ah, this is great. Shane Holmes has flexible models we can customize to suit our family.
It doesn't get more personal than that.
Love it or customize it. Shane Holmes, the better way to build.
Hey, it's Boomer. It's the new year. The Flames are in a playoff hunt. Stampeders still haven't won the Grey Cup. But other than that, things are great. Boomer and Warner in the morning. What am I doing?
Boomer and Warner in the morning, weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. Brought to you by Doug Lacey's Basement Systems. Eliminate the extra cost and discomfort of cold floors and rooms with a chill. Get your crawl space properly sealed and insulated. Text COLD to 393939. Sportsnet 960 The Fan and streaming on the Sportsnet mobile app.
Rogers Calgary Flames hockey is right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
51 to play in period number two here at the Saddle Dome, where it's the Oilers 4 and the Flames nothing. And now for a look at the rebuild homes out-of-town scoreboard, here's Ryan Pinder.
All right, Derek, thank you. Let's start with games ongoing right now. Minnesota leads Anaheim 4-3 with 5:45 remaining in the third period. And through 20 minutes, San Jose up 1-0 on Colorado. Everything else final. Winnipeg 5-3 over St. Louis. Columbus 3-2 winners over Carolina at home. Ottawa wins in Toronto in the shootout 3-2. 3-2 Buffalo in overtime in Montreal. Another win for Doug Waite's Islanders, 4-2 over LA in Brooklyn. 4-1 Jersey beats Philly. Arizona 5-3 winners at home over Tampa. And the Capitals win in overtime, 4-3 over Dallas.
Faceoff to Brossoit's right. Oilers win it. Lucic will lug it up the left wing side and dump it down the ice. And this will be an icing call against the visiting team. Lou, the Canucks are not playing tonight, but suddenly they are 1 point behind the Flames for the second wildcard spot in the Western Conference. The Flames have been in a playoff spot since December the 6th, so 46 days, and if they can't find a way to pick up a point or two in this hockey game, the next time they take to the ice, they might not be in a playoff spot.
And that is Monday, and you're right, Vancouver would be one back with two games in hand.
Off in the Oilers' zone. Monahan wins it. He's out there with Gaudreau again. Brower, the third member of that line. Here's Brody, a shot off a bunch of bodies, and now Brower with a baseball-style swing knocks the puck just wide of the Oilers' net. Here's Monahan near half-court, spinning and shooting, and that shot misses far side. Now Weidman crushed by Cassian as they collide along the far boards. Russell trying to clear it out. Cat, his old defense partner Weidman, holds it in. They'll lock it in behind the net to Brower. Brower all tangled up with Russell. Slides the left point to Monahan. He gives the puck to Gaudreau. He delivers a pass to Brower. Brower and Letestu end up battling for it. Letestu wins that fight for the puck and clears it into Flames territory. Here's Brody now, circling in his own blue line. Almost had his pocket picked by the wrong guy, McDavid. As now Wyman works it ahead to Gaudreau. He plays a break wide up the right wing side to Monahan. He stops top of the circle and shoots. Puck redirected in front and stopped by Brossoit. On the redirect by Chiasson.
If you ask the Flames going into this game, would they be happy just over the midway point of period number two. If they had 24 shots on net, my guess is they'd be relatively pleased. They've only given up 16 to this point, but it doesn't matter. They gave up three goals in the Oilers' first four shots, and it's a long way back. But they continue to keep coming at young goaltender and former Flames pick Laurent Brossoit.
Flames only had 25 shots last Saturday night in a 2-1 shootout loss to the Oilers at Rogers Place in Edmonton. Offensively, they've been fine, outside of not scoring a goal, of course. Defensively, some big breakdowns for the Flames, and the Oilers have made them pay. Draisaitl will knock the puck off the near board, but Versteeg knocks it down and clears it out. And now Draisaitl grabs it again and moves it left wing side to McDavid. McDavid, met by the captain of the other club, Giordano. Giordano knocks the puck loose. McDavid battling to get it back. It's stuck between Giordano's skates, and now Bennett digs it out, gives it to Chiasson, and he'll clear it out. Ends up bouncing off Klefbom's skate and right back into the Flame zone. Oilers making a change as Hamilton makes a good pass ahead to Versteeg. He gives it to Bennett. Scampers it up the right wing side and centers it. Chiasson has it smartly knocked away by Larson before he can shoot. Good defensive play there by Larson. Fire boards Joki Paka with a shot, and Brossoit, like picking cherries, makes another good glove save.
Joki Paka, who scored a beautiful goal. Remember, he went top shelf on October the 14th. In a first period where the Flames dominated the Oilers and had 24 shots on net in the first, but only led 2-1 and ended up losing that game by a count of 5-3. As they, again, I somewhat feel like if you can ever break the dam, you might have a chance to get on a bit of a roll, but Brossoit's not allowing it.
Everly will cross center and dump it into the far corner. Brody hustling back to get it. Everly all over him with a forecheck. Brody ends up losing control of the puck, and Pouliot finds it and centers it. Benning out in front. Everly shoots and scores. Matt Benning puts the puck on net, and Jordan Everly goes to the net and knocks it by Brian Elliott. And it is now Edmonton 5 and Calgary nothing.
Well, Benning is an Edmonton kid. And boy, did he make a great play. Nice work by Pouliot to protect the puck. He found Benning coming in late from the right point. He faked the shot, slid it down low. No one occupied Jordan Everly, who's always played well in this building in his career. No chance for Elliott. And it's becoming a night the Flames would like to forget.
You know what, I give Everly credit for going to a tough area, but the puck just bounced off of him and in. It's been that kind of night for the Oilers, and on the flip side, for the Flames. Calgary up 25-17 in the shot clock. Edmonton up 5-0 on the scoreboard here at Scotiabank Saddledome tonight. Here's Tkachuk, keep it his own zone. He'll spin and lift it off the glass and out. Letestu knocks it down and now slides it in beyond the Flames' net as the Oilers start to make a line change. Here's Engelin. The far corner, Joki Paka, and to Frolik, who touches it out to the neutral zone. Now Tkachuk drops it, Frolik, and up the left wing side, back to Joki Paka. Joki Paka with a shot! Good save by Brossoit.
Good play up the ice, clean breakout, nice feed from Frolik to find Joki Paka jumping into a hole. And Brossoit, top of the crease, made another good save.
Boy, Laurent Brossoit, chosen 164th overall by the Flames back in 2011, playing in his first NHL game since March 26th of last season. He was called up back on January 11th, Lou, so he hasn't played in about 2 weeks.
No, not since January 10th.
As attacked tonight.
Yeah, he's been a very, very good player, and in a 5-0 game, you wouldn't necessarily think the team leading 5-0 has had an excellent goaltending performance. Or needed one, but they have.
Here's Monahan centering. Back to Dougie Hamilton with a drive, and it's blocked out in front. And now here come the Oilers. McDavid busting in. McDavid shoots and rips it right over top of the Flames' net. Boy, the captains were one-on-one there. Connor McDavid versus Mark Giordano.
You have to see it with your own two eyes to appreciate how fast Connor McDavid is.
Versteeg can't find the puck. Klefbom skates, and the Oilers' defense can slide it into Flames territory with now 6:19 to play in the second period. The Oilers are out in front of the Flames 5-0, and what on the scoreboard has been a lopsided battle of Alberta. Here's Giordano with his own blue line. The captain, throw it in reverse. Waiting for his team to change. He moves it up the middle. Bennett has it whacked off a stick by Maroon. And now Bennett ends up getting it back at his own blue line. Throws the puck back to Giordano. The captain will carry it up the middle of the ice to his own blue line. And then bounce it off Gaudreau's skate just into the Oilers zone where Larson takes over. And flips the puck back down the ice. Now Giordano, far boards to Hamilton, makes a pass between his legs ahead to Gaudreau, dangle over the red line, and now the Oilers' blue line. Gaudreau, and up the left wing side, cuts in front, Gaudreau, a one-handed shot, and he slides it just wide. It looked like he was held up there, and yes, we do have a penalty call. Won't be holding, instead, hooking on the Oilers' Matt Benning, so the Flames will head to the power play with an opportunity to get on the scoreboard and end Laurent Brossoit's bid for a shutout. When we come back, 5:32 to play in period number two here at the Saddle Dome. It is the Oilers 5 and the Flames nothing. And this is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Warm up to winter driving with VIP service at Lexus of Calgary.
With the 2017 RX 350 all-wheel drive. Lease rates as low as 1.9% for 39 months. Payments just $279 bi-weekly with $4,940 down.
Intuitive. Improved traction. Optimal performance.
Experience the 2017 RX 350 all-wheel drive at Lexus of Calgary. All-wheel drive credits available up to $2,000.
Offer ends January 31st. Visit Lexus of Calgary today.
The best way to stay on top of the news is with 660 News.
660 News is Calgary's breaking news, traffic, and weather station.
660 News is Calgary's only fully staffed newsroom, tracking local, national, and international news 24/7.
Traffic and weather reports on the ones, with business news at 26 and 56 past the hour, with live market updates every half hour during the trading day.
If the radio isn't nearby, live stream at 660news.com.
Calgary's breaking news, traffic, and weather station. 660 News.
Earn even more points now by liking Sportsnet 960 on Facebook and following us on Twitter. Sign up to become a fan club member now at sportsnet.ca/960. Your chance to score tickets to the biggest games, hottest concerts, and some awesome prizes. Head to sportsnet.ca/960.
The Flames play here.
Rogers Calgary Flames hockey continues on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
The Flames about to head to the power play. Boy, do they need a power play goal right here, right now. We're 0-1 with a man advantage in this hockey game. And they trail the Oilers by a score of 5-0. Slapyshev, Letestu, and Eberle score the first period. McDavid and Eberle in the second. Monahan, Brouwer, and Versteeg. And Gaudreau, the four forwards. Brody, the one defenseman for this 1-3-1 power play. Face off to Swanslap. Nugent Hopkins wins the draw. The battle for the puck in the near corner. Russell locking up the near boards. Not out. Brody holds it in. He moves the puck to Monahan. Monahan to Gaudreau. In front. Brouwer misses on the redirect. That was well executed, that setup. Now Brody is shot, and Brouwer tips it over top of the Oilers' net. Gaudreau battling with Russell Ford in the far corner. And Russell knocks it away from his former teammate. And Nugent Hopkins will clear the puck down the ice. Flames have had some good looks on their two power plays tonight. Not able to put a puck in their opponent's net yet. Here comes Cassian now. He gets across the Flames' blue line and dumps it in. And now runs Brody into the end boards as Versteeg leaves the puck for Monahan behind the net. Monahan with a nice outlet pass for Gaudreau. Stick handles it up the right wing side. It's by Klefbom and then loses control of the puck. And now he'll fight with Klefbom forward in the near quarter. And Klefbom lifts it up in the air and down the ice.
Quality defending right there. And he was in a tough spot against Gaudreau by Klefbom. This Oiler team, so much different. Klefbom back healthy and the additions of Larson and Russell.
Comes Hamilton and up the right wing side. Whacked by Kajula, hangs out of the puck. And now tries to float it into the far quarter. Instead, lifts it right over the glass and into the netting with 45 seconds remaining in the Benning minor. And now 4:17 to play in the second period here at the Dome, where it's the Oilers 5 and the Flames nothing, despite the fact that Calgary is actually out shooting Edmonton 26-17.
Troy Brouwer with a great look on an excellent feed and his body language. He was in front of the net. It went off the heel of his stick. Tried to redirect it into the far side, and then he just kind of was hunched over like, how did I miss that?
Backlund boots it back to the blue line. Hamilton slides it left point. Giordano with a shot, and he rips it wide of the Oilers' net. Captain didn't miss by much, though. Here's Frolik, right point. Hamilton a shot. They score! Kachuk tipped it right between the legs of Laurent Brossoit. The Flames finally get on the scoreboard and cut the Oilers' lead to 5-1.
Matthew Kachuk had not registered a point in the first three games this season against the Oilers, but there he was. Puck got played back to the right point. He found a seam in between the two defenders and made a brilliant redirect as his stick was actually tied up in part by Chris Russell.
Kachuk now with 20 points in his last 23 games. He has been fantastic for the Flames. Well, they were down 4 goals and got 3 of them back with less than 4 minutes remaining in Thursday's 4-3 loss to the Predators. Down 5 goals in this game to the Oilers. Now they're behind by 4 with 4 minutes to play in the second period here at Scotiabank Saddle Dome tonight. We'll see if the Flames can get another quick one. That's what they need. Here comes McDavid in. He stood up on the blue line by Hamilton as Frolik gives the puck to Backlund. He slides it left wing side to the goal getter Kachuk, who tries moving it ahead to Frolik, but the pass is picked off smartly by Draisaitl.
Generally in these big comeback situations, you need a couple together quickly.
You Kachuk! Assisted by number 27, Dougie Hamilton.
Here come the Oilers again. Maroon dangling in, and he misses with a backhand. Well, we've got a slashing call coming up against the Flames, and the Oilers up 4 on the scoreboard, about to be up 1 on the ice, and he's drawn a penalty tonight, and now Matthew Kachuk takes one.
The Oilers can, especially with the McDavid group, can really crush you in transition. And that's exactly what happened. They moved it up the ice, ended up with an odd man attack. Draisaitl leading the way on the rush. Dished it as Patrick Maroon beat Kachuk to the front of the net. Oh, gave him a quality chop to the back of the legs.
And lost in all of that was Brian Elliott's save. Made a wonderful stop with the blade of his skate. Pulled the groin calling that stop. Face off to his right. Stajan and Bowman the forwards. Giordano and Englund the defenseman to start off the penalty kill. The Oilers overwhelming man advantage so far in this hockey game. Haven't needed a power play goal as they're out in front by 4 with now 3:17 to play in period number 2. Face off to Elliott's right. Bowman versus Nugent Hopkins. Nugent Hopkins wins it. Eberle taps the puck left point to Klefbom, who slides it back to Eberle, who gives it back to Klefbom. The lock in near side. Nugent Hopkins to Klefbom, who shoots and scores! Just 9 seconds into their power play, Oscar Klefbom beats Brian Elliott with a shot right along the ice. The Oilers get their 5-goal lead back. It is now 6-1.
And any momentum you would have had went right flush. Long shot, perfectly placed inside the post. Elliott had a pretty good look at it. Klefbom beats him with his 8th of the season and his first in 6 games.
Oscar Klefbom leads all Oilers defensemen with those 8 tallies this season. Joki Baca dropping it back for Englund. Bounces it off Chiasson into the Oilers zone. Chiasson will chip it by Klefbom and chase it. Larson beats him to it. He clears it up the far boards and out. Here comes Hendricks racing it up the right wing side. Hendricks stops and shoots. Elliott the save. Big rebound, but it's gobbled up by Bennett, who takes a big shot from Cassian in the far corner. Flames though will clear it out. Here comes Gaudreau racing it up the right wing side. Stops just inside the Oilers blue line. Tries a pass as it knocked away by Larson. Shoot the puck down the ice, and Cassian hustles to beat out the icing call. Englund has him wrapped up and behind the net. Joki Paka and Letestu in there fighting forward as well. And Joki Paka knocks it free. Bennett will grab the puck and send it out to center. His pass bounces over the blade of Gaudreau's stick, though, and this will be an icing call on the Flames. Well, on behalf of the Safeway and Sobeys score and win contest, and compliments by Jamie Oliver Pork Sausage, we have a winner. And by shopping at Safeway or Sobeys, Carrie Netzel of Lethbridge has won a get-together Bluetooth audio system by House of Marley, and she wins that great prize thanks to Matthew Kachuk's goal. And for the Flames, number 19, who is 19, his ninth of the season, scored on the power play in the Marlboro Ford at time of that goal, 15:55 of the second period. It's a long shot by Benning, and it's right into the glove of Elliott. And the Flames goaltender will hold on. Faceoff coming up to his left. Now 2:12 to play in the second period, and the Oilers out in front by five.
And these turn into very, very long nights. And for those of you just joining us, 6-1 Oiler lead. The Oilers in the first period scored on three of their first four shots, building a 3-0 advantage.
And they get a quick shot off the draw. That's kicked away by Elliott. Now the puck ends up bouncing off Brower, up over the glass and out of play. Oilers want a delay of game penalty, aren't going to get one, but they will get a face-off just outside the Flames' blue line. And Chad Johnson gives up three goals on four shots to start the hockey game, Lou. We're talking about a guy who had given up two or fewer goals in five of his previous six games and in 17 of his first 28 games this season. So a very uncharacteristic night for Chad Johnson.
It was.
Willa back at his own zone. Will grab the puck and slide it up to center ahead to Lucic. He tries to dump it in, but it's patted down to the blue line by Wadman. Now Brower will lock it into the Oilers zone. Russell goes back to get it. The former Flame will send it out to center. Brower tackled from behind by Lucic. His Brody will pick up the puck. He gets run into the boards by Kajula. Makes a good pass ahead to Versteeg. He stick handles in. It's hooked by Lucic. Spins away from him and leads it back for Wadman. Wadman a blast, and it's blockered away by Brossoit. And now Russell. Bank it off the boards, down the ice. And chasing after it, catching up to it is Eberle. Eberle on the wraparound. Stick handle up the near side. And now backhand to pass behind the net to Nugent Hopkins. He spins away from Brody, walks into the near quarter. And now drops it off for Eberle again. Eberle out in front. Larson sneaking in. Shoots! And Pouliot robbed! A diving stop by Elliott.
I'm not so sure this puck doesn't hit Dennis Wideman. Or it may have gone in. And the Oilers, with some brilliant puck movement and motion on their cycle, finding the backside defenseman. Eberle found him through a seam. Larson, who already has two assists, then feathered it in front. And Pouliot, who hasn't scored in 18 in a row, won't get a better chance. It did. It hit Wideman's legs.
Hamilton will bank it off the boards ahead to Backman, who crosses the red line. Now the Oilers' blue line. It gets stood up there by Larson as he dumps the puck in. Michael Backman having a Selke Trophy caliber season for the Flames. And there on the forecheck, Jack Frolik and Hamilton in there as well. Four Flames fighting for the puck in the near quarter. Lapbaum trying to clear it out, camp, but McDavid will grab it and drop it back for Draisaitl, who has his stick knocked away by Frolik. We've got a penalty call coming up against the Flames. Now McDavid goes after Kachuk, and that'll draw a crowd, as you might imagine.
Yeah, Kachuk took a pretty healthy run at Draisaitl, and McDavid came to his defense, and then you know that a lot of Oilers are going to follow very quickly when they see 97 involved in that kind of confrontation. It also tells you about the competitive nature of Matthew Kachuk. That kid will be just absolutely seething inside the way this night has gone. And that's a good thing.
Didn't really appear to be anything wrong with the hit.
That was a pretty healthy run.
Frolik's stick got stuck under Draisaitl's arm, so I think that was the first
penalty. It was.
Yeah, you know what? It was late. He had already moved the puck. It's the correct call by the officials.
Now, I don't know how that's going to get worked out. Flames will be shorthanded for sure, because although Frolik right now is sitting down on the bench, and I'm pretty sure his penalty is what started everything.
Maybe he's hoping they just forgot about it.
Well, he is.
Well, the Flames do have a goal in the second period, as Matthew Kachuk scored his ninth of the season at 15:55, a power play goal, which at the time made it 5-1. The Oilers have since scored to make it 6-1. But the time of that goal is brought to you by Marlboro Ford. the choice is yours when it comes to leasing or owning a Ford. And when you have options that work for you, it's easy to get into a Ford. Visit MarlboroFord.com. And yes, there is a number 67 up on the Flames side of the penalty clock here at the Saddle Dome. So the Oilers will head to another power play, and they scored their last power play and are 1-for-2 with the man advantage tonight.
Well, a scrum ensued after Tkachuk took a bit of a run, and then McDavid didn't like it. He gave Tkachuk a shot right in the chin, and then everybody joined in, and the Flames will be shorthanded for the third time tonight. The Oilers are 1-for-2 on the power play.
Quick recap of what's happened here tonight, just in case you're just joining us. The Oilers score 3 goals in their first 4 shots. Slavishev, Letestu, and Everly all tally before the 6-minute mark of the opening period. That was the end of Johnson's night. It was 3-0 Edmonton after 1. The Oilers keep pouring it on in period number 2. McDavid and Everly make it 4-0 and 5-0 before Tkachuk makes it 5-1, but then a little bit less than a minute after that, Klefbom scores. Those last 2 goals, one by the Flames, one by the Oilers, both on the power play. And with 32.9 seconds left of the second period, it is Edmonton 6 in Calgary 1. Shots on goal, Flames 29, Oilers 22. I'm not sure the shot clock or the scoreboard accurately reflects what we've seen here tonight. Flames win a defensive zone draw and shoot the puck down the ice. Bennett and Chase on the forwards. Giordano and Engel in the defenseman to start off the penalty kill as Klefbom will circle it behind his net. Bennett all over him on the forecheck, knocks it free in front, but Nugent Hopkins is there to carry the puck out of harm's way. Got to keep an eye on these Flames with their shorthanded Lou. They are tied for the league lead in shorthanded goals with 7 on the season. Puck to the right point. Here's Klefbom, far half towards Eberle. Eberle throws it in front and bounces around Kuchula. A backhand shot kicked away by Elliott right before the buzzer, and then Elliott gives Nugent Hopkins a push as he exits the Flames net and starts to make his way towards the dressing room as 40 minutes has been played here at Scotiabank Saddle Dome in Calgary. I'm not sure anybody saw this coming. Edmonton with a 6-1 lead through 2 periods of play, and boy, these two teams were so good defensively when they met 1 week ago at Rogers Place in Edmonton. The Oilers end up beating the Flames 2-1 in a shootout in that hockey game, and it was a heck of a hockey game between the NHL's 2 Alberta-based teams, but I did not see one team winning this game by 5 goals, or even leading this game by 5 goals at any point in time, and I know you didn't either, partner.
No, I did not, and I've seen a few of these over the last 10 years, and they've all gone in the other direction, but not tonight.
Mm-hmm.
As it's been, and give the Oilers a lot of credit, starting Brassois, a goalie who had not won a game in his NHL career and now is 20 minutes away from doing that. They've been opportunistic. They've made the Flames pay for their mistakes. And Brassois has provided excellent goaltending. And when you give up 3 goals on the first 4 shots, you're in a big hole. And the Oilers, if you open up against them, they have people who can make you pay. But on a night where there's always focus on McDavid and he does have a goal in the game, it's been the Oilers' workers that I think, they're big body workers that in so many ways have paved the way to this big lead.
I would agree. They have won this game in the trenches, or at least established this lead in the trenches. As we head down to the Oilers dressing room to have a chat with a guy who is having a career year for the Oilers, and that is Patrick Maroon. And Patrick, you guys played in a really long hockey game at Rogers Place at Edmonton last night, about a 3-hour contest that was decided in a shootout. We wondered if you'd be a little tired playing back-to-back, but that hasn't been the case. You guys have had a lot of energy here tonight.
Yeah, we have. I think we're just managing the game well. We're managing our shifts. You know what? It's a simple game for us. You know, we talked about it in the locker room before the game that we got to get pucks deep, manage our shift link, and manage the puck. And I think we're doing a good job of that.
Patrick, needless to say, I mean, Connor McDavid and your line has really opened the door for this team a lot of nights. But how much credit do the other lines tonight deserve? And whether it's Cassian, yourself, Lucic, I think you guys have played a real big body effective game down low.
Yeah, I think so. I think we, you know, it's good that we have some chemistry right now. Every line's got chemistry. These lines been together for a couple games now, maybe a stretch of games, and I think everyone's just trying to find their way, and everyone's getting used to each other, and that's what you need to do. You know, teams need to find chemistry, and players that can click well together. And I think with the big bodies, we have big bodies up front, and we talk about that. You know, protecting pucks, wearing the D down low, throwing pucks in that, and that's our job, you know, and that's what it's come to. You know, it's a speed game now, but, you know, these big bodies now need to wear the other Ds down, and so they don't jump up in the play, you know, and Calgary has some really good D to jump up in the play.
Patrick, just a thought on your expectations for the third. We know it's a five-goal differential. The battles of Alberta in the past have got ugly. What do you expect for the final 20?
Well, they're going to keep pushing. Obviously, we know what they did the other game against Nashville. You know, they came hard, and, you know, they scored three unanswered goals. So we just got to be ready, play on our toes, and protect ourselves out there. You never know what can happen. We just got to protect ourselves and just be ready for the drop of the puck.
Thanks, Patrick. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Patrick Maroon of the Edmonton Oilers. They lead 6-1 through 40 minutes. We'll come back with our second period scoring summary, as well as the NHL plays of the week. That all ahead. 40 minutes in the book, 7 goals, 6 for the Oilers right here on Rogers. Calgary Flames hockey on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
CFAC 960 AM. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Live from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Owned by Rogers Media. Listen live anywhere at sportsnet.ca/960 or on the Sportsnet app.
If you get a before 10:30 AM, it means ham and egg omelet, hash browns and toast with coffee. If you get after midnight, it means bad decision burrito from dodgy gas station convenience store. We at GROWL believe that it pays to listen to your body. When your back speaks and you need an interpreter, call your chiropractor. Visit albertachiro.com. We're listening.
There are many reasons why the F-150 is undisputed. It's tough, with 12,200 pounds max towing. It's smart, with features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist. And it's capable, with up to 3,270 pounds max payload. Need another reason? Right now, get $8,000 in rebates plus $500 in year-end bonus cash on most new 2016 F-150 models. Value like this is undisputed. Visit findyourford.ca.
40 minutes are done. Rogers Calgary Flames hockey. Time for the second period intermission on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Welcome back to the Scotiabank Saddledome. My name is Ryan Pinderworth. Through 40 minutes, the Edmonton Oilers are on the verge, it appears, of sweeping the Battle of Alberta with victories in all four meetings between these provincial rivals. Let's get to your scoring summary of the second period. It was 3-0 Oilers when this period started, and it was really just halfway there for the Oilers' goals through 40. Connor McDavid, 16th of the year from Dreisaitl and Larson, would stand. This one challenged by the Flames as Patrick Maroon was providing a very healthy screen on Brian Elliott. Not enough for goaltender interference, though, as McDavid would make it a 4-0 lead. Jordan Eberle then would tip in a Matt Benning pass. His second of the night and 11th of the year makes it 5-0 Oilers. Benoit Pouliot gets his second assist of the night on that strike. And then Matthew Tkachuk with the lone Flames goal on a power play, his 9th of the year, redirecting a Dougie Hamilton point shot. Michael Frolik also draws a helper, his 17th of the year. 5-1 at the 15:55 mark, but as soon as the Flames strike on the power play, the Oilers would get a chance of their own on the man advantage, and Oscar Klefbom's 8th of the year would make it 6-1 Oilers. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, Jordan Eberle, the helpers, Eberle with 3 points already on the night. Other items of note, shots on net for the Calgary Flames, 16 in that second period, 15 for the Oilers, a two-period total of 29 for the Flames, 23 for the Edmonton Oilers. On the faceoff dot, a slight edge to the Calgary Flames, 25 wins, 22 losses. And getting physical with this large deficit in the game, I should say, 18 hits for the Oilers as well as 15 for the Calgary Flames. So that's your scoring summary through two periods of play. A reminder, during tonight's postgame show, we will present the save of the game that's brought to you by Shane Holmes. For every save a Flames netminder makes, Shane Holmes donates $5 to Kidsport Calgary. Go to shaneholmes.com for details. When we come back, it's the NHL Radio Plays of the Week.
That, another look at the out-of-town scoreboard where a Canadian made some history on the PGA Tour today, as well as a final between the Lethbridge Hurricanes and the Calgary Hitmen, all ahead after 40 minutes. Oilers 6, Flames 1. This is Rogers, Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
It's a hockey night.
Relive the NHL's 100-year history by celebrating the greatest players, moments, and milestones of the past century. Visit NHL.com/100 to explore the biggest personalities, greatest games, and record-setting performances in hockey history. And as the NHL centennial celebration continues, go to NHL.com/100 for more historic videos, photos, and exclusive content throughout the year.
At South Trail Chrysler, it's about delivering something different. We are Calgary's largest Chrysler dealership, so you know you'll find a vehicle to fit your exact needs. At South Trail Chrysler, the car buying experience is unlike anything you've ever seen. We have our own indoor showing area, salon, kids zone, and even a sports lounge. We have the lowest prices on new vehicles. You can get a Ram 1500 for only $169 bi-weekly. Shop south and experience the difference at South Trail Chrysler on 130th Ave under the big Canadian flag and southtrailchrysler.com.
Rogers Calgary Flames hockey continues on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. 960 on your AM radio, streaming at sportsnet.ca/960. Also on the Sportsnet app. Rogers Calgary Flames hockey is only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
9 minutes till period number three underway. Oilers 6, Flames 1. The onslaught has been, very much one-sided. And yes, onslaught, the right word, is the Oilers are all over the Flames. Let us take our minds away from this contest, and we'll sail around the NHL for the best that is, the best there was of the last 7 days, the NHL Radio Plays of the Week.
Normally, on our little weekly feature, we pick and choose from the 50 or so games that are played in a 7-day stretch, looking for the most exciting and most important events of the past week to share with you, the listener. But what happened Monday night in Pittsburgh blew that plan to smithereens as the Penguins and Capitals played the craziest game of the season.
Well, here we go. At center, it will be Nicklas Backstrom stepping in against Sidney Crosby. The puck drops and we are underway here in Pittsburgh. Knocked down by Nick Bonino. And Bonino turned it around in front. They score! Andrei Burakovsky! Here's a puck in front. Fired! Scores! Nicklas Backstrom haunts the Penguins again. Late in the first, it's 2-0. Washington!
John Walton had the call as the Caps, in search of their 10th straight win, carried that 2-goal lead into the second period. And that's when this game went completely off the rails.
Rocket center and brought along now by Williams. And a shot, he scores! Justin Williams into the right circle and roofs it over Matt Murray. It's 3-0. Washington!
Man, right side over the ball, and he does shoot and score! Evgeny Malkin from the right wing circle. It goes to Daly, left side to Crosby, take a shot in front, a redirect score by Siri! It's 3-2! Here's Schultz now, ramming one towards the net, loose it, front, score, Bonino! Nick Bonino finds it, and he beats Holtby like a rented mule! And the Penguins have tied this game at 3!
That's Mike Lang with the Pittsburgh side of things. 3 goals in 2.5 minutes evened it up for the Pens. And we were just getting started.
Hopefully the save. The rebound jumps over and it comes to Russ. Trying to put it in front, but it hit a body and goes in. Russ shot that bucket, hit something that goes behind Hopi. And the Penguins have taken the lead for the first time in this game. It's 4-3 Pittsburgh.
Ends up in the far corner. Gensel centers. It comes off a body.
In front of Hopi, and again it goes in. Evgeny Malkin is scored for the Pittsburgh Penguins.
That's 2 more goals in 50 seconds if you're keeping score at home. But after 5 straight Pittsburgh goals, Washington struck back.
Here comes Taylor Charlie with a puck, and the Caps score! Down in front! Last puck wins, apparently, with a puck along the near side. Brett Connolly will pick up the goal along the left post to make it 5-4. Oshie now right side. Schmidt coming in. Left circle in front. They score! Lars Zeller shorthanded on a feed from Nate Schmitz. Back and forth we go. We're tied at 5 here in Pittsburgh.
The 5-5 tie lasted exactly 25 seconds.
Walking around, one man coming towards the net. Shoots it. And Grubauer can't stop it. It's in the net. The Penguins get the lead right back. Evgeny Malkin has the hat trick. And the Penguins lead 6-5. And you would have to be here to believe it.
Malkin's third goal of the game and his 11th career hat trick put a cap on an unbelievable 9-goal period. But if you thought the scoring was done for the night, you weren't paying attention.
Sidney Crosby up against Backstrom. Backstrom easily won the faceoff. Comes free to the cap zone, though, and Siri gets the puck in front of Crosby. He shoots and scores. Sidney Crosby does get a goal. And the Penguins now lead 7-5.
The one name that had been conspicuously absent, with only an assist on Malkin's third goal, was the Pens captain and the league's leading goal scorer. But two-goal leads had already bitten the dust in this game, and this one wasn't built to last either.
And now it's Ovechkin blocking, and Cole threw his body in front of it. They score! T.J. Oshie, and it is 7-6. Another drive, and a puck rebound, they score! Lars Eller, are you kidding me? A touchdown apiece here in Pittsburgh!
This one deserved overtime. And got it.
Dropping him behind the Penguins net. And Schultz around the board. After it, Sherry with Crosby, 2-on-1. Sherry on the right side. Niskanen trying to play it. Sherry shoots. And it's snapped by Grubauer in the puck in front. Knocked in by Sherry. And the Penguins have won. Just 34 seconds in. Sherry, I think, the last man to touch it. And ladies and gentlemen, Elvis has just left the building. Your final score, the Penguins 8. And the Capitals 7.
That's the final regular season meeting between the two teams. Just imagine the potential of 7 games like this in the Metropolitan Division playoffs. I'm Doug Brown for NHL Radio.
Wow, what a game it was. 15 goals. Crazy note, 15 goals that night, 13 the next. We had an 11-goal game the night after that, and then 10 on Thursday. So 4 days in a row with 10 goals in a single game at least. That is crazy. We'll come back. Out-of-town scoreboard coming at you. Some big numbers today. We'll tell you who had them. It's Rogers. Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
He shoots, you score with Safeway Sobeys $1 Million Score and Win. Receive automatic entry when you shop at Safeway or Sobeys and swipe your Air Miles card. Earn 3 bonus entries when you buy Best Buy Cheese. You could win a Cuisinart Hurricane Pro Blender, a Garmin Vivo Smart HR with wrist-based heart rate, or a premium Bluetooth audio speaker by House of Marley. Shop and play at Safeway and Sobeys.
No purchase necessary. See in store for full rules and regulations. Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey is right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Welcome back to the Scotiabank Saddle Dome. Oilers 6, Flames 1 in this fourth and final Battle of Alberta of the season. The Edmonton Oilers will have to have an epic collapse to not sweep the season series. The Flames with just a single point thus far through 3 games. And they'll need 5 to get a chance at another point before the end of this regular season series with their provincial rivals. Let's get to the out-of-town scoreboard tonight, brought to you by Reed Built Homes. They think of the details so you don't have to. Smarter built, better built. Reed Built Homes. We'll start with some non-hockey news. Adam Hadwin cards a 59 today at the Career Builder Challenge in Palm Springs. That is the 8th ever 59 on PGA Tour. Second this year as Justin Thomas did 2 weeks ago in Hawaii. Elsewhere, 3-2, the Hitmen fall. They had a 2-1 lead in Lethbridge but lose to the Hurricanes in overtime. With the 1 point, Calgary now 3 points back of the Saskatoon Blades with 2 games in hand. Finals from the NHL, we should get to them, and we'll do so with, finals we told you about a ton. Let's just get to our active games ongoing right now. Colorado down 2-1 in San Jose after 40 minutes. Everything else has gone final, including Minnesota finishing off Anaheim with a 5-3 score. That's your out-of-town scoreboard for Reed Built Homes. They think of the details so you don't have to. Smarter built, better built, Reed Built Homes. Back with third period action. This is Rogers, Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Come get rocked. Jeff Leppard. Poison. And they're bringing along Tesla. Jeff Leppard. Saturday, June 3rd, Scotiabank Saddle Dome. What an unforgettable night. Tickets are on sale now. Buy tickets at LiveNation.com. Jeff Leppard, Poison.
did it some Tesla.
This is the home of the Calgary Flames. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Rogers Calgary Flames hockey continues. It's third period play-by-play with the voice of the Flames, Derek Wills. Only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
I'm going to put my optimistic hat on. The Flames were down 4 goals with 4 minutes left in their game against the Predators here on Thursday night and battled back to make it 4-3 and came close to forcing overtime. They've got a bit more work than that to do, but they've got more time to do it. It's the under six of the Flames won following 40 minutes in this Battle of Alberta at Scotiabank Saddledome. Lou, it's unlikely the Flames are going to come from behind to tie this game or win this game, but what do you want to see from the home team in the third period?
This is when I watch players very closely, because this is when it's hard. It's frustrating. One of your rivals has come into your building and fed you your lunch. This is where you learn a lot about people and how they deal with adversity.
The Flames do start shorthanded, but now a break. Monahan in. Monahan shoots and scores! That is exactly what the Flames needed to start period number three. Sean Monahan scores on a shorthanded breakaway, stretching his goal streak to 5 games and getting the Flames back to within 4. It is now 6-2.
You can't order that up any better. Bad turnover in the neutral zone. Monahan, who's feeling it these days, walks in, takes a look, top shelf over the blocker of Brassois, and the Flames with their 8th shorthanded goal of the season.
League leading 8th shorty. What a shot by Monahan. Oh, leaned into that one from the slot, blew it right over the glove of Laurent Brassois, and it's a 4-goal game again. Oilers continue with a power play. Here's a redirect by Draisaitl right up into the head of Elliott, and he makes an awkward looking save. Here's the goal.
Sean Monahan. Unassisted, the time 26 seconds. Monahan, his 15th of the season, unassisted at 26 seconds.
Sean Monahan now leads the team with 15 tallies this season. A 5-game goal streak for the Flames, number 23. 43 seconds remaining in the for a leak penalty. As the Oilers set up their power play in the Flames zone, Draisaitl knocks it in behind the net. Lucic into the far corner for Benning, but Brower intercepts the pass and shoots the puck down the ice.
Flames scored 2 shorthanded goals in Edmonton in the season opener, October 12th.
Here's Sekera now, crosses blue line to the red line, and he shoots the puck in from there. It rims around into the near corner. Benning and Letestu in there on the forecheck for the Oilers. Knock it free. Draisaitl out in front. Can't get a shot off. Monahan ties up his stick. And now Draisaitl will backhand it in behind the Flames net. Weidman chasing after it. Brower hits Sakura. A stiff body check. And now he rides him like a pony along the far boards. And they're going to have a chat and do a little pushing and shoving. Now Lucic after the puck in the near corner. Lucic gives it to Draisaitl. Draisaitl loses it. Frolik out of the penalty box finds it. And delivers the puck to Weidman, who banks it off the boards and out to center ice. Nugent Hopkins will grab it and reverse it for Russell. Russell sets up and behind the Oilers' net. As we approach the 2-minute mark of the third period here at the Saddledome, the Oilers had a 6-1 lead through two, and it's now 6-2 in Calgary tonight. Here comes Nugent Hopkins, flying it up the right wing side. He shoots Elliott out to cut down the angle and makes the save.
Flames get caught on a change. Jokke Puokka late to get out there on the ice. It left an opening for Nugent Hopkins to Tess Elliott, and the Flames score shorthanded and get through the rest of the Oilers power play without giving up another goal. It's also important to note that no Matthew Tkachuk for a lot of this period. He picked up a 10-minute misconduct late in the second.
Gaudreau decked by Larson. He crosses the red line. Still gets the puck in deep, though. Larson will grab it and move it near side to Eberle, who nudges it back to Larson in behind the Oilers' net, and he rims it around and out to center ice. Englund will pick it up and reverse the puck to Jokke Puokka, who gives it to Gaudreau, steps in and shoots, and Brassois kicks that shot away. Now Larson, far side to Pouliot, So gives the puck to Everly. He crosses the red line. He slides it right wing side to Letestu. But Joki Paka cuts him off and steals the puck. And now has it in behind the Flames net. Joki Paka setting up the breakout as both teams change. And as we approach the 3-minute mark of the third period here at the Saddle Dome, the Oilers lead the Flames 6-2 in this battle of Alberta. Letestu near side to Hendricks. Cuts it beyond the Flames net, walks in front, spins and shoots, and that shot bounces off a skate and wide. And now Chiasson will clear it into Oilers territory. Russell goes back to get it. The former Flame will bank it off the boards. Now Sekera clears it up the far side, and Cassian will chip it out to center ice. Brody picks it up inside his blue line and leaves it for Wyman. He slides it left wing side to Brody. He steps across the red line, spins, and tries to dump it in, but it's knocked down, and now brought the other way by Slapyshev, who winds and fires a shot right over top of the Flames net. As a matter of fact, the puck bounces off the end boards and all the way to the Oilers' blue line. Now Davidson, right wing side to Slapyshev. Slapyshev into the near quarter to Kajula. He feeds it left point for Davidson. Davidson walks to midpoint and just throws the puck into the corner. Brody bumped off the puck there by Slapyshev, and it's scooped up in the near quarter by Lucic. Fought Engelin early in the hockey game. Box slid into the far quarter. Stajan will scoop it up there for the Flames and slide it ahead to Weidman, who kicks the puck to his stick, lines across the red line and dumps it in as the Flames start to make a line change. Bowman with a big body check on Davidson near corner. Slapyshev will pick up the puck and send it out to center. And from the red line, Lucic rifles it in beyond the Flames net as the orders now change. Here comes the captain, Giordano. Across his blue line, he slides it left wing side, Stajan, rink wide, Ferland to Boma. He has it whacked off his stick by Klefbom. And now Dreisaitl's got it, and he's got McDavid. He moves it ahead to the Oilers captain, who weaves his way in and gets cut off by the Flames captain, Giordano, who played him perfectly there, Lou.
He did. Good step to the middle, nice stick usage to stop McDavid in full flight.
Here comes Dreisaitl up the right side, centering, and his pass bounces by McDavid. He'll pick up the puck and play it left point for Russell. Russell shoots it in beyond the Flames net. Maroon will nudge it into the near quarter to Dreisaitl. Dreisaitl gives it back to Maroon, who does some twisting and turning. Gets away from Hamilton and drops it off to McDavid. McDavid, bumped down by Brower, gets back up and still has the puck. Now he gives it to Maroon. Maroon back to McDavid, and he's taken down by Monahan. And we've got a penalty call coming up against the Flames. McDavid out in front with a shot, and Giordano gets in his way. And the puck ends up bouncing off the Flames defenseman up over the glass and out of play. But the Oilers up 4 on the scoreboard, about to be up 1 on the ice.
Shop at Safeway and Sobeys. Listen to future Flames broadcasts here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. You could win an all-inclusive trip for two to Mexico, courtesy of Grand Palladium Resorts and Spas and RedTag.ca. That's where Canada shops for great travel deals. Shop at Safeway and Sobeys, and you could be our next lucky winner.
Oilers are 1-4-3 with a man advantage in this hockey game. Well, the Flames have been terrific on special teams since November 23rd. 13-3-11 in the special teams battle since then, and breaking even in it tonight because they've scored one power play goal and surrendered one power play goal. Now, remember, the last time the Flames were shorthanded, they scored a goal. Actually, they're ahead in the special teams battle tonight because they've got that shorthanded goal by Sean Monahan. And he scored just 26 seconds into the third period to make it 6-2. Here comes Pouliot, and up the left wing side, spins away from Weidman, slides the puck left point, Klefbom, near side to Nugent Hopkins, who backs up into the corner and plays it right point to Klefbom again. Klefbom a shot, and it's knocked down in front, and ends up squirting loose into the near quarter. Kajula corrals it there. Kajula slips it right point to Klefbom. He gives it to Nugent Hopkins, top of the near circle. Nugent Hopkins into the corner to Pouliot. Wheels up the near side and loses it. And we've got a penalty call coming up. Slashing is the infraction. And I think it's on the Oilers.
No, it is not. It's on TJ Brody.
Oh, boy. So with a minute 11 remaining in the Monahan minor, the Flames penalty box pretty crowded. Kachuk still in there. Monahan beside him and Brody beside him. So now the Oilers head to a lengthy 5-on-3 power play with an opportunity to get their 5-goal lead back.
If you're the Flames and you could run that time straight, you would. This is one of those games that is going to not go over well in a lot of different circles, and they're going to head out onto the road with a lot of questions being asked.
Here's Dreisaitl right point to the near quarter to Lucic. Engelin and Giordano, the two defensemen. Brower the one forward as Giordano picks up the puck in the quarter and clears it just out to center. McDavid will take over there for the Oilers. He crosses the red line, and now the Flames' blue line, and leaves it right wing side for Lucic. Lucic stick handles into the near quarter. Gets spun off the puck by Giordano, gets it back, and slides it right point to Dreisaitl. Dreisaitl, near quarter to McDavid. McDavid throws it in front, but a nice dive there by Englund to get a stick on the pass and knock the puck back to the blue line. Here's Dreisaitl, right point. Near quarter to McDavid again. McDavid, stick handling behind the Flames' net, steps out in front and drops it. Dreisaitl, one hands the puck over to Sekera, who fakes a shot, makes a pass. Now the test two back to Sekera with a one-timer. Good save by Elliott. And Brower will pick up the loose puck. Stick handle, find an opening and dump it down the ice. 10 seconds to go on the Monahan Minor. 13 minutes to play in the third period here at the Saddle Dome, where the Oilers lead the Flames 6-2. Here comes Eberle, wheeling it up the right side, centering, and it bounces off Hamilton's skate. Now Klepbaum's shot stopped. Rebound to Eberle, and he's denied by Elliott. And now maybe another break for Monahan, but Kajula smartly steps out of the ice and takes away what would have been Sean Monahan's second shorthanded breakaway of the third period. Just 30 seconds remaining in the Brody Minor. Flames have to kill this one off, that's for sure. Here's Kajula into the near quarter. He gets bumped by Wyman. He'll poke the puck into the far quarter to Maroon. Maroon pushed off the puck by Hamilton, gets it back, and now coughs it up. Stajan will pick it up and dump it down the ice. Down to a dozen seconds left in the Brody penalty. Here's Klefbom, left wing side. Over to Benning. He crosses his blue line, gets across the red line, gets caught from behind by Bennett, but dumps the puck in. And that'll do it for the Brody Miners. So a great job on the Flames' penalty kill there as they get through a 1 minute and 11 second long 5-on-3 Oilers power play in the 5-on-4 that followed. And now the puck ends up bouncing off Cassian's stick up over the glass and into the seats. And we'll take a break. 11:52 to play in period number 3 here at the Saddle Dome, where it is the Oilers 6 and the Flames 2. And this is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Maxime's, the only jewelry store providing Calgary with the ultimate free lifetime service for over 35 years and counting. You don't have to settle for a second place lookalike. Get her the authentic Decori, Simon G, or custom designed ring she really wants. And with Maxime's one-of-a-kind lifetime free service, you can just forget about it, because we never will. Maxime's, invest in the moments. At Market Mall and Chinook Center, or at maxime's.ca.
You know the score, but need to know more. Sportsnet Central, where trending topics are front and center. Weekdays, Ivanka Osmak, Kim Reed, Carolyn Cameron, and Carly Agro take you deeper inside the world of sports. Go behind the score, beyond the headlines, and between the highlights for the whole story. With details and analysis you can't get anywhere else. Canada's most in-depth sports news. Sportsnet Central.
South Point Toyota's Buyer's Market event has changed forever how people purchased vehicles. And it's back. 0% on every 2017 Toyota. Plus, no payments till July 2017. Plus, free winter tires or a $1,000 gas card. Yeah, you bet it's a Buyer's Market. A 2017 Corolla, loaded automatic for zero down, only $48 weekly. South Point Toyota's Buyer's Market event. Under the Toyota Tower at Deerfoot and Barlow. Sale ends today.
Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey continues on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Well, the Flames back to within four with 11:52 to play in the third period. The Oilers lead is 6-2. The Flames down four on the scoreboard, but up four on the shot clock in what has been a strange battle of Alberta versus the Oilers. And the Flames got back to within four goals with a shorthanded goal, their National Hockey League leading eighth of the season. And with it, we've got another lucky winner in the score and win contest, courtesy of Safeway, Sobeys, and compliments by Jamie Oliver Pork Sausage, Wendy Chilak of Calgary, who qualified by shopping at Safeway or Sobeys, wins a Garmin Vivo Smart HR. That's thanks to Sean Monahan's team-leading 15th goal of the season, scored shorthanded. The Marlboro Ford time of that goal, 26 seconds of the third period. Flames jamming away, trying to get another one. Monahan right on the doorstep. He's already stretched his goal streak to 5 games tonight and almost got number 2 right there.
Well, it's a good sign for the team that Sean is back and making a difference. One thing that I think he's really, really has helped in this recent run, I think he's moving his feet really well. He's skating well. He's on pucks. He's defended well. It's a really good sign for the Flames, number 23.
And a guy who has scored 22, 31, and 27 goals in his first three NHL seasons. He's up to 15 suddenly, and this is fourth season in the league. So he's going. Now they need to get Johnny going. Here comes Brody. Across the red line, slides it left wing side. Backlund back to Brody with a shot. And the puck flutters over top of the Oilers' net. Now a wide bit of drive, and that one misses by a country mile. Now Brody behind the net for Backlund. It bounces by him. Davidson will pick it up in the quarter. And he can't get it out. Backlund's got it again. Backlund tried to drop it to Frolik, but Kujula picks off the pass and slides it ahead to Lucic. But Backlund, so good at both ends of the ice, gets back on the back check and picks Lucic's pocket. And now he bats the puck out to center. Even on a bad night for the team, this Backlund-Frolik-Kachuk line, and it's not Kachuk out there right now, it's Bennett because Kachuk's sitting in the penalty box. They've still been good, as Eberle, who has been really good, he's got two goals and an assist in this hockey game, gets a weak shot away right into the flaming C on the front of Elliott's jersey, and he'll hold on.
Eberle now with a three-point game against the Flames tonight, up to 31 points in his career, and this is 33rd game. A one-time Calgary Midget AAA player. So he definitely has some roots in this city. Spends a lot of time here in the offseason.
Here's Bowman. He crosses the red line and slides the puck deep into the Oilers zone, but apparently he didn't cross the red line because they're ruling him offside. Icing.
No, he was about a step and a half behind the red line before he shoveled the puck ahead.
Generally, they give guy's a bit of a buffer, but not in that case. Faceoff coming up to Elliott's left. Stajan will take the draw versus Nugent Hopkins. Line's a little mixed up right now because Kachuk's spent a bunch of time in the penalty box. Flames will lift it up in the air and down the ice. Puck got touched, so no icing. Bowman's going to pick it up, feed it out in front. Stajan knocks it in behind the Oilers' net again, and now Stajan and Larson get into it. Real battle behind that Oilers net as Eberle brings the puck the other way. Eberle up the right wing side with a shot, a sharp angle shot, and he misses the net. Here come the Flames 3-on-2 now, chasing. Left wing side, Stajan will give the puck to Boma. Boma trying to feed it in front, but his pass is blocked by Sekera. Now Nugent Hopkins, the meat in a Boma and Stajan sandwich. As the puck comes back to the left point, Giordano steps up on Eberle, but the puck ends up sliding by the Flames captain. And now we go back to get it and drop it to Hamilton, who gives it to Gaudreau. Stick handles it up the left wing side. Gaudreau with a shot. That's fought off by Brassois. And now Maroon wrestles the puck away from Chiasson and clears it out to center. Drysdale up the left wing side with a shot. That's stopped by Elliott. And now Brody's got it. Here come the Flames 3-on-2 again. He crosses the red line and plays it right wing side. Stajan out in front to Gaudreau. He steps in. Back to Stajan with a shot. And Brassois makes the save.
Now that's Johnny Gaudreau at his best. Slid into a hole in the middle of the ice. Went to his backhand. Pulled two defenders with him. Slid it back in front for Stajan, who was unable to redirect it past the goaltender, Brassois, who's turned aside 32 of 34.
Yeah, the Flames need more of that from number 13 moving forward. We'll take a break. 9:24 to play in period at number 3. The Flames up 4 on the shot clock. The Oilers up 4 on the scoreboard. It is Edmonton 6 and Calgary 2 in this battle of Alberta. Back with more of the third period. And Ryan Pinder will take a look at the rebuilt homes out-of-town scoreboard as well. That's all coming up when we come back. This is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
106.5 Mountain FM is the Bow Valley's only local radio station. When you and your family are off to the mountains, make sure to find 106.5 Mountain FM or download the Mountain FM mobile app. Updated highway conditions, ski and snow reports twice an hour. Local information to make your stay in the mountains more fun. Find out the great places to eat and play in the Bow Valley. And of course, today's best music in Canmore, Banff, and the entire Bow Valley. It's 106.5 Mountain FM and mountainfm.ca.
Honey, look at this floor plan from Shane Homes. I think we can get everything that we've always wanted.
Yeah, we could bump out this nook
right
and extend the island for our family get-togethers,
which makes for a bigger ensuite upstairs.
His and her sinks. We can widen our garage
or widen our whole house.
Ah, this is great. Shane Homes has flexible models we can customize to suit our family.
It doesn't get more personal than that.
Love it or customize it. Shane Homes, the better way to build.
Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey is right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
9:24 to play in period number three here in Calgary. Well, the Flames trail the Edmonton Oilers 6-2. And now with a look at the Rebuild Homes out-of-town scoreboard, here's Ryan Pinder.
Well, just two games ongoing right now. Of course, 6-2 here in Calgary, and San Jose 2-1. They lead Colorado with 16:28 remaining in the third. Back to you, Derek.
Thank you. Pocket behind the Oilers' net. Letestu rifles it up to the near side, and it bounces off of Brody. And he'll have to chase it back to his blue line. He'll pick it up there and drop it off for Engelin. Returns the puck to Brody, who gives it right back to Engelin, but it bounces off his skate to Letestu, who throws the puck back into Flames territory. Here's Engelin, left wing side to Brody. Brody, stick handling, flat-footed in the neutral zone. Will play it just into the Oilers' zone. Now Benning will carry it back out. Gets to the red line and shoots it in, and the Oilers will make a change as Brody goes back into the Flames' zone to pick up the puck. Brody being chased around by Lucic. Brody will bank it off the end boards into the far corner to Engelin, who gives it back to Brody. Brody spins away from Lucic and bounces it off the boards to Bennett. He scurries across center and now across the Oilers' line. Bennett trying to get by Russell, but his former teammate wasn't fooled with that outside-in move. And now the loose puck scooped up by Cajula, who carries it out to center. They'll bank it off the boards and in behind the Flames' net. Slapershot, who scored the game's opening goal way back when after the puck of the forecheck, can't pick it up as Gaudreau grabs it near side. Gaudreau, a little help from Giordano on the pick, will get out. He crosses the red line, and now the Oilers' blue line. Gaudreau drops, Bennett shoots, Brossoit to save, rebound! Backhanded wide by Chiasson. And he had a little room inside the near goal post. Now Chiasson, left point, Giordano across the line, Weidman gives it back to the captain. Giordano was shot, and that one's blocked by Russell in front. Surprise, surprise. Chris Russell with another shot block as he adds to his league lead.
Is that another bad analytics play?
Probably. The funny thing, Lou, you take a look at the league leaders in block shots, and I think it really puts things into perspective. So Chris Russell's number one. Do you know who number two is?
Yeah, I do. 65 for Ottawa.
Erik Karlsson. Then you've got Nicholas Jarmelson, Calvin DeHaan, and Dan Girardi. And then Mark Giordano is next on that list. Some pretty good players amongst the top six in block shots in the NHL. Here's Ferland. Spins away from Sekera. Protects the puck at the far quarter. Walks out in front. Ferland with one hand on his stick. It's a shot off. He gets hooked up. And there's an Oilers penalty call coming. And boy, that was Michael Ferland at his best.
It was. And the first really notable shift in play of the night from number 79 as he got inside position using that big frame on the veteran Sekera and made his way to the front of the net and draws a penalty, and the Flames 1-for-2 on the power play will have their third opportunity.
And they are out in front in the special teams battle because of their one power play goal and their one shorthanded goal for. One power play goal against. So the Flames will try to inch a little closer to the Oilers here. Now, remember, they were down four with 4 minutes to play in the third period versus the Predators on Thursday. They scored three unanswered to finish the hockey game and fell 4-3. They're down four with 7 minutes to play in the third period versus the Oilers tonight. We'll see if they can get back to within three with a power play goal right here, right now. And one of the Oilers' better penalty killers, Andre Sekera, is sitting in the sin bin. The Oilers, though, do in the defensive zone draw and will bump the puck down the ice. Flames start with their first unit power play. Monahan, Gaudreau, Brouwer, and Versteeg, the four forwards. Brody, the one defenseman. Here's Gaudreau, right wing side. Versteeg gives it back to Gaudreau, who slips the puck left wing boards to Monahan. And he'll lock it in behind the net into the far corner to Brouwer. Rifles it right back up the near side to Gaudreau in the corner. Gaudreau tries to center, whiffs on the pass, though, and Brody can't keep the puck in left point as it ends up out at center ice. Here's Versteeg now, bouncing it over to Brody. He crosses the red line and dishes it off to Gaudreau. He spins into the Oilers' zone, makes a nice pass to Brouwer. Brouwer in front, Versteeg to Monahan, and he misses on the redirection. Now here's Brody at the blue line. Fakes a shot, makes a pass to Gaudreau, top of the near circle. Gaudreau winds and fires, and Larson gets in the way of that one. Now Brouwer, near boards to Gaudreau in front. Monahan will drop it back. Brody, a shot, stopped by Brossoit. Rebound to Monahan, and Brossoit swats his shot away. And why the whistle?
Because the referee lost sight of it. He thought that Brossoit was going to collect it with his catching trapper, and he ended up shoveling it ahead and lost sight of it and blew it down. Following the game, stay tuned for the Shane Holmes save of the game. For every save made by a Flames goaltender this season, Shane Holmes donates $5 to Kidsport Calgary. Go to ShaneHolmes.com for all of the details.
Backlund wins the faceoff. Left point for Giordano. Returns the puck to Backlund, who gives it right back to the captain. Left point. Giordano will cross the line for Hamilton. Back to Giordano. Back to Hamilton, far half boards. Hamilton back up into the quarter and slip it right point to Giordano, who walks the Oilers' blue line. Giordano to Hamilton, out in front, and it bounces off Bennett wide to the near quarter. Now Backlund to Frolik. He leaves it left point. Giordano walks the line and slips it top of the near circle. Backlund, a shot block, rebound to Hamilton, and he misses the Oilers' net. The puck appeared to go out, and yes, we do have a stoppage in play as the puck did bounce off the netting before bouncing back onto the ice surface.
Yeah, it'll come outside the line, too. It's been a quality power play for both units. They've moved it well. Dougie Hamilton with a nice chance. Puck rolling on him, and sometimes when it rolls on you, it can end up anywhere. And for the Flames, it ended up out of play.
28 seconds remaining in the Sekera penalty. 5:24 to play in the third period. The Oilers lead the Flames 6-2 in this Battle of Alberta. The fourth and final installment for the regular season. Here's Giordano, right wing side to Hamilton, who leads the rush. Hamilton, stick check by Russell, and now Cassian corrals it. Cassian gets the center and dumps it in, and now he'll do a little jostling with Giordano at the end of the play.
Couple of hacks and whacks. There's been a lot of hacks and whacks throughout the course of this game, which happens generally in games that are lopsided, which leads to frustration in many cases for the team trailing by a big margin.
Face off outside the Oilers' blue line. Stajan will take the draw versus Kajula. So Sam Bennett, who was a healthy scratch for the first time in his life on Thursday night versus the Predators, back in versus the Oilers tonight and getting some power play time here in the third period as Glenn Gullitson tries to build him back up again, Lou.
That's what this coach does. I don't think we've seen Matthew Tkachuk since the 10-minute misconduct has come to an end.
No, we haven't. Here comes Gaudreau. Wheels into the Oilers' zone, gets a backhand shot off, stopped by Brossoit, and he'll hold on for a faceoff. And now 4:57 to play in the third period. It's been a long night for the Flames here at Scotiabank Saddledome. They're up 37-30 on the shot clock, but the Oilers are up where it matters most, up on the scoreboard, where it is 6-2. Back to finish off this Battle of Alberta in a moment. This is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Well, every Friday you join me, Eric, for some great sports talk. It's always fun.
You know, I was thinking about this over the holidays. It's been a dozen years or so we've been doing this. And I honestly think that it's the most intelligent sports discourse that that this station has single week.
Geez, that's nice of you. I mean, I like to do my work, be prepared, you know.
Well, no, it's nice when you say a few things too, but I'm just, you know, I really enjoy it is what I'm trying to say.
Brought to you by the Beltliner, a modern diner in the Beltline on 12th Avenue and 2nd Street Southwest. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, bacon, burgers, and beer. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Have high energy bills put your business in the penalty box? Direct Energy Business has been expertly serving Alberta and Ontario for over 12 years by developing custom energy strategies and competitive pricing that can help you reach your business goals and protect your bottom line. Take action and contact Direct Energy Business, and together you can shoot the lights out. Go to directenergybusiness.com or call 1-866-867-8167. That's 1-866-867-8167. Now, let's get back to the game.
Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey continues on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
4:57 to play in period number three here at the Saddledome. And the Oilers lead the Flames 6-2. The Oilers will win this season series. Flames, barring a miraculous comeback tonight, will pick up just 1 point in the four games, Lou. And that's against a team they've had a lot of success against in recent seasons.
We've seen a lot of these in the last 10 years on the other side of the ledger.
Yeah. I even think back to the last Battle of Alberta at Rexall Place in Edmonton. Big game between the Flames and the Oilers. As far as the rivalry was concerned, not so much because they were relevant, because they weren't at the end of the regular season in 2015-2016, but the Flames shut out the Oilers 5-0 in their final meeting last season.
Well, the disappointing part is that this, to me, is the first year that you've got two legitimate teams and the Flames are going to end up winless against the Oilers this season.
And they were 3-1-1 against them last season and 5-0 versus them the season before, when those 10 points came in awfully handy getting to the Stanley Cup playoffs for the first time in six seasons. Russell will pick it up in his own zone, and he can't get it out, at least not right away. But now Lucic picks the pocket of Boma and slides it ahead to Slepyshev, and Weidman will steal it from him and now bank it off the end boards to Brody in his own zone, as Brody slides it up the left wing side out to center to Boma, who kicks the puck ahead to his stick and now shoots it in behind the Oilers' net. Boma and Ferland staging all in there on the forecheck for the Flames, but it's Russell who picks it up in behind the Oilers' net. Russell lays it up the far boards, and now Ferland grabs it and leaves it right point for Weidman. Weidman across the line to Brody. Brody a shot, and they score! TJ Brody with a seeing eye shot from the top of the near faceoff circle as the puck pinballs by Laurent Brossoit, and the Flames inch a little closer, cutting the Oilers' lead to 6-3.
Not sure if it hit anybody on the way through. Looked like it might have, as there's a bit of a melee that ensued right after, and I think there's going to be penalties after the goal. If indeed it is TJ Brody, it would be just his fourth of the year and his first goal since he scored in Glendale, Arizona on the 19th of December. And I'm not so sure Lance Boma doesn't touch this puck on the way through.
It appeared to change direction.
Yeah.
We're going to look at the replay on Sportsnet. I think that might be Michael Ferland.
No, I think it's Boma. I think he got his stick underneath the defender and tipped it home. And his reaction told me that as well.
Good call, Luke. Lance Boma will get the goal,
which will be his third of the season.
First point in 10 games for the Flames' leader in hits per game with 2.4 this season. And with it, the Flames score, and so does Diane Kilborn of Red Deer, who by shopping at Safeway or Sobeys received automatic entry into the score and win contest and has won a Men's Bulova watch. Congratulations on behalf of Safeway, Sobeys, and compliments by Jamie Oliver Pork Sausage. And Lance Boma making it a three-goal game with his third of the season. The Marlboro Ford, time of that goal, 15:49 of the third period. Well, the Flames need another one quickly. Here comes Monahan in. He actually gets turned back at the blue line by Clefbaum and now gives the puck to Gaudreau. He spins back into his own zone and loses it. But Giordano finds it, and the captain plays it right wing side to Hamilton, who goes rink wide to Gaudreau. He cuts into the slot, does some dipsy doodling, and has it whacked away by Clefbaum. And now Benning will pick up the loose puck. Actually make that Nugent Hopkins, who knocks it down the ice. Here's Hamilton across the red line, and now the Oilers blue line. Tries to drop the Monahan. Pass broken up by McDavid, but now Monahan has it. He slides it left point. Brody steps in. Wineson fires one off the goal post. There goes Elliott to the bench. The Flames down three with 3:22 to go. Have pulled their goaltender to put an extra attacker out there. Benning will bounce it off the boards and down the ice. And Hamilton will get to the hash marks before McDavid. That'll be an icing call on the visitors. Here's the latest goal by the home team. Or maybe I missed it. Darn. And in case you're wondering who that is, if you've been a Flames fan for a while, you'll probably recognize the dulcet tones of Ross Peak filling in for Beasley on a retro night here at the Saddle Dome. And as usual, the game day crew has done a fantastic job. In spite of the score, it's been a fun night to be a fan here at the Dome tonight. Faceoff coming up to Brossoit's right. The Flames can make it even better if they can get back to within two goals here with 3:09 left. They'll keep the puck in the Oilers' zone. Brody's got it left point. He walks the line and feeds it far side to the captain. Giordano sneaks in. Giordano will back off into the far corner. Giordano stick handling with it. Will back it up to the blue line. Brody whiffs on a first pass. Now gets it to Backlund. Backlund, top of the far circle. Giordano with a shot. Bouncing puck. Picked up bottom of the near circle by Backlund. Backlund hit by Benning. Puck comes free. Kachuk will grab it. He tries feeding it in front to Frolik. Pass broken up by Draisaitl. Now McDavid with a backhand attempt at the empty net, but it ends up bouncing wide. That'll be an icing call on the Oilers captain. So the Flames down three with 2:36 remaining. Get another offensive zone faceoff.
And I like the opportunity to pull your goalie in this situation. A, it's a good way to work on it for games where you might really need it. The other thing is, with it being 4-on-4, I like pulling the goalie and creating a 5-on-4 rather than a 6-on-5.
Faceoff coming up to Brassois' right. Monahan versus McDavid. Both guys have scored tonight. And Monahan wins the draw. First Eagle play the puck left point. Brody banks it off the boards to Gaudreau. It slides by him, but it's picked up in the near quarter by Brouwer. Rims it around to the far side. Versteeg races over to get it. He'll knock it in behind the net to Brouwer. He tries feeding it in front. Puck doesn't make it to Monahan, though. Now it bounces to Versteeg, who plays it down low. Brouwer to Monahan, who has it whacked away smartly by Dreisaitl. And now Gaudreau's got it. He walks in front and shoots. Brassois the save. Loose puck right on the doorstep. Gaudreau's got it again. The penalties are over. It's now a 6-on-5 for the Flames. Here's Gaudreau out in front, but his pass intercepted by McDavid, who gives the puck to Dreisaitl. He crosses center, but gets knocked off the puck by Brody. And Bennett will grab it in behind the net with now less than 2 minutes remaining. Bennett crosses the red line and now the Oilers' blue line. Bennett shoots, Brassois the save, and he'll boot the puck into the far quarter. Now it's played near side. Brody winds and fires one just high and wide of the Oilers' net. Now Versteeg chops the puck in behind the net. Russell's waiting for it there. The former Flame clears it up boards, but not out. Monahan holds it in. He rims it around to the far corner to Brouwer. He knocks it down low to Bennett. Bennett back to Brouwer in the far corner. Brouwer protecting the puck, trying to play at right point, and he does. Back to Versteeg. Versteeg slaps the puck across Brody. Into the near circle, Gaudreau in front. Bennett, the redirection. Good save by Brassois. And now it hops up the near side to Hendricks, who lifts it up in the air and down the ice. Icing waved off, and the Oilers can make a much-needed line change. Here's Versteeg trying to catch them on it. Plays it left wing side to Bennett. He'll dump it in behind Brassois' net. Brassois stops it and drops it for Sakura. We're into the final 60 seconds now as Hendricks falls and can't get the puck out of his zone. It's stuck underneath him. The Flames poking and prodding away at Hendricks, trying to knock it free. It finally squirts out, but out to center ice. 45 seconds left now. The Flames need three to tie. Here's Giordano. The chase on. It bounces by him right to Larson, who sends it out to center to Eberle. He gives it to Nugent Hopkins, who shoots and scores. Ryan Nugent Hopkins puts the puck in the empty Flames net. And that will ice an Oilers win in this Battle of Alberta. They now lead the Flames 7-3.
And quite a night for Jordan Eberle, who will end up this game with 2 goals and 2 assists for 4 points to lead the offensive parade. And the Flames will jump on an airplane tomorrow for Toronto in what will be the first of a 3-game road trip, and now 6 of their next 7 before their mandatory 5-day break on the road.
They have been a good road team at 11-9-3, and they're going to have to be a good road team with the schedule coming up. And all 6 of those road games are out east.
Everyone.
Three out east, come home, play one, and then
go to New
travel
Jersey,
east again.
Play the Rangers, and then Pittsburgh.
Some tough games coming up for the Flames, and some important ones. Might not be in a playoff spot the next time they take to the ice, which will be Monday in Toronto, where they'll meet the Maple Leafs, and what a season they've had.
Lost tonight. The Ottawa Senators get a late goal and then win in a shootout to beat the Leafs 3-2. And we'll see on Monday if the Flames can change their luck at the Air Canada Centre, where they've had a very difficult time winning recently, despite the fact that prior to this year, the Leafs haven't exactly been juggernauts in a lot of seasons.
Face off in the Oilers' zone, and Boma's in there on the forecheck for the Flames. He'll knock it into the near quarter. Stajan feeds it in front, but his pass misses Ferland. Now Maroon will weave his way out to center and fire a shot wide of Elliott's net. And that will do it for this, the fourth and final Battle of Alberta this season. And up on the scoreboard, it was one-sided, despite outshooting the Oilers 41-31 here at Scotiabank Saddledome tonight. The Flames fall by a final score of 7-3.
And Laurent Brassois has his first ever National Hockey League win and his 7th National Hockey League appearance. And he turned aside 38 of the Flames' 41 shots on the road to that first win.
The Flames do outscore the Oilers 2-1 in the third period. The problem was they were behind by a bunch following 40 minutes tonight. Yep. And Sean Monahan does stretch his goal streak to a season-long 5 games with a short-handed marker, 26 seconds into period number 3. And that cut the deficit back to 4, and then the Oilers scored again. And the Flames would get back to within 4 again at 15:49. Lance Boma scoring for the first time in a long time, snapping 9-game goalless and pointless streaks. So Monahan gets his team-leading 15th, Boma his 3rd. The time of the first goal, 26 seconds. The time of the second goal, 15:49. And the time of those 2 goals is brought to you by Marlboro Ford. The choice is yours when it comes to leasing or owning a Ford. And when you have options that work for you, it's easy to get into a Ford. Visit MarlboroFord.com. Well, very rarely do you win the special teams battle and lose the game in the National Hockey League, but that is exactly what happened to the Flames here tonight. And well, they've done a great job winning the special teams battle this season. But despite scoring a power play goal and a shorthanded goal and giving up only one power play goal, so winning the special teams battle, the Flames do lose the hockey game. And all Flames power plays are brought to you by Homes by Abbey, the official builder of the Flames, while all Flames penalty kills are powered by GSL GM City, where you can get an all-new 2017 Cadillac XT5 on a 30-month lease starting at just $469 per month. Visit GSL GM City on the trail beside the bow or online at GSLGMCity.com. All right, it is now time to introduce you to tonight's 3 stars, and they are presented by Road Sport Auto Credit, where regardless of your credit, with 2 pay stubs and only $29, Road Sport Auto Credit guarantees your credit for an auto loan today. And tonight's Road Sport Auto Credit 3 stars are?
As selected by Louis DeBrusque of Sportsnet Television and Hockey Night in Canada on this Saturday night. Star number 3 with a goal and an assist is defenseman Oscar Klefbom. I thought you could have gone either way for a 3rd star between either he or his partner Adam Larson, who every time I see him, I become more and more impressed. Klefbom, an excellent defender, chipped in with a couple of points. He's star number 3. Star number 2 is the offensive ringleader for the Oilers in this game, and it's not Connor McDavid, it's Jordan Eberle, who has 2 goals, 2 assists, 4 points, part of a huge first period early when the Oilers broke free for 3 in the first 5:58. And he was a very good player all night long. And star number 1, his first ever National Hockey League win. He turned aside 38 of 41. Former Edmonton Oil Kings star, former Flames draft pick, Laurent Brossoit.
So again, tonight's Road Sport Auto Credit 3 stars. The 3rd star, Oscar Klefbom. The 2nd star, Jordan Eberle. And the 1st star, Laurent Brossoit. And tonight's 3 stars were brought to you by Road Sport Auto Credit. And our Road Sport Auto Credit 1st star tonight is Sid Higgins. Congratulations, Sid. You've won a 2005 Jeep Patriot. You too can be our 1st star. All you have to do is stop by Road Sport Auto Credit at their original location at 1734 50th Street Southeast, or at their superstore location at 1323 McMite Boulevard Northeast, where you can actually enter for a chance to win a car after every Flames home game. Well, Ryan Pinder is standing by in the Basement Systems Hot Stove Lounge, and we'll host our postgame show and what should be an interesting edition of Overtime after that. Once again, tonight's final score in this Battle of Alberta here at Scotiabank Saddledome in Calgary, the Edmonton Oilers 7 and the Calgary Flames 3.